KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. as I step behind the pink mic for powerful and inspiring breast conversations, from prevention and diagnosis to treatment and healing. We're creating a space for education, hope, and community. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen, helping dreams turn into reality, and Swell Endeavors, supporting individuals through expert physical therapy for lymphedema. Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
No pensé que fueras.
And they say this is likely to provoke anxiety among multiple drug companies because they base their drug development on studies which were doctored. Okay? They developed drugs which targeted the gunk that accumulates in the brains of people with Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease based on doctored images. And they're actually pictures of how they doctored the images. And so as a result, a lot of these papers have been retracted. And some of the drugs on which are based on the research turn out not to be that effective. These drugs purport to suppress brain inflammation. They are so-called plaque busters. They are said to promote the growth of new brain cells. But it turns out that they're based on fraudulent research. Now, one of the new focuses of the NIH under its new guidance is to look at lifestyle measures for cardiovascular prevention, for cancer prevention, for prevention of diabetes, the very conditions, the chronic conditions that afflict many Americans and that are really draining our healthcare budget. And so it's that, in that spirit, JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association, by no means a friend of non-pharmaceutical approaches, just published the results of something called the Poynter Randomized Clinical Trial. And it looked at, it's kind of an interesting study because in many studies there's a control where people do nothing or take a sugar pill and then people do something. You know, whether it's exercise or they take a certain medication or they take a certain supplement. So the control is like nothing. But in this trial, because it's hard to create a placebo for a very structured intervention to promote, and I'm quoting, increased physical and cognitive activity, healthy diet, social engagement, cardiovascular monitoring, via 38 team meetings with navigators and interventionists, activity plans with quantifiable adherence metrics. In other words, a very, very concerted program to turn things around for adults aged 60 to 79 with sedentary lifestyle, suboptimal diet, and at least two other cognitive decline dementia risk factors. So they were overweight, they probably had metabolic syndrome, maybe they had high blood pressure, maybe they had high cholesterol, high triglycerides, inflammation, things that are known to put you at risk for cardiovascular disease. So they were divided into two groups. One group got the structured, highly structured program with 38 team meetings, like a real crash course with a lot of guidance, versus... So what's the placebo? I mean, you got to do something because of control. You know, you can't say do nothing. So they had a self-guided group, which only had six peer team meetings, and they were directed towards publicly available education materials and encouragement of lifestyle changes. So they said, lose weight, exercise a little more, but not as structured as the other group got. And they followed these two groups over 2 years. And what they found is that both groups showed cognitive improvement over 2 years because they both did something. They made an effort to change. But the group that got the more concerted interventions had a statistically significant improvement over their peers in global cognitive function. So this, I think, and look, this is not the first study of its kind that shows that lifestyle slows cognitive decline. Dean Ornish did it recently with a small group. This is a bigger study. And so the suggestion is that maybe we should be spending more time doing research looking at lifestyle factors rather than looking at blockbuster drugs profitable for big pharma. That, look, admittedly, it would be great if we could find, you know, win the battle against Alzheimer's defeat Alzheimer's, come up with a universal panacea for Alzheimer's, which involves no muss, no fuss, no sweat, no diet change. Do whatever you like. Just take this pill or take this shot, and it would prevent or cure. And that's a word that's sometimes used when it comes to cancer, heart disease, Alzheimer's, the word cure. That's not how it's going to come about. It's going to come about through incremental efforts involving an all-of-the-above approach. Yes, medications, when they're effective, when they're not based on fraudulent research, but also with lifestyle methods such as are being encouraged under the MAHA initiative. And so this also points out, and by the way, this study did not involve nutritional supplementation, which we will cover in a moment. But first, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature, and pain control, as well as inflammatory and immune responses. I believe that CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which has now introduced extra strength versions to their wellness blends, CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. I use both, and I find that CBD Sleep really helps me get to sleep faster and sleep longer. But for those occasional nights when I wake up in the middle of the night, maybe early, and I want to get a few more hours of sleep, CBD Calm comes in really handy. These extra support products combine the everyday wellness benefits of THC-free CBD with well-studied effective ingredients offering non-habit-forming options and natural sleep and relaxation support. Extra support CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothes irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment without drowsiness. I can vouch for it. I wake up refreshed and alert, not hungover. Extra support CBD Sleep aids occasional sleeplessness so you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new extra support sleep and calm wellness blends. Okay, so here's the previous study looked at lifestyle for prevention of cognitive decline. So the ingredients were healthy diet, social engagement, increased physical and cognitive activity, so maybe, you know, like more mental exercise, presumably help with optimizing sleep because sleep deprivation accelerates cognitive decline. All that stuff is great, but it did not consider supplementation. And I think that supplementation has great potential for slowing cognitive decline. To wit, this study. So it turns out, statistically, women are more prone to Alzheimer's disease than men. All right, that's a fact. It's like about 4-1. And scientists found in a recent study that women with omega-3 deficiency were more likely to experience Alzheimer's and dementia than men. With men, there was no relationship between the level of lipids in the blood and the risk of cognitive decline. So uniquely, women are susceptible. They say it turns out that for women, omega-3 fatty acids seem to be more crucial in slowing the progression of cognitive decline. So, and perhaps other factors, reducing inflammation in the brain, these via nutritional supplementation, these can have an impact on the likelihood and risk of cognitive decline. And I've included a protocol at DearHoffmanStore.com, which is a brain protocol to help you achieve your health goals should you be concerned about cognitive decline, and perhaps all of us should be concerned about cognitive decline. Creatine, also beneficial for slowing cognitive decline in both sexes, something that I take on a regular basis, DearHoffmanStore.com. All right, when we return, more of today's Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
heard us talk about the powerful immune, supportive, and anti-aging benefits of Himalayan tartary buckwheat here on Intelligent Medicine. Himalayan tartary buckwheat is an ancient superfood that works to undo cellular stress and rejuvenate systems throughout the body. Now, Dr. Jeffrey Bland is out with a unique formulation of Himalayan tartary buckwheat called HTB Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health. HTB Rejuvenate harnesses the extraordinary benefits of Himalayan tartary buckwheat combined with other synergistic ingredients that together leave you feeling more balanced with a stronger immune system ready to take on whatever comes your way. HTB Rejuvenate is designed to help fight oxidative stress and promote mental clarity. It's like a daily reset for your well-being. HTB Rejuvenate is available in capsules, powder, and great-tasting chocolate chews. To learn more and to order HTB Rejuvenate, just go to bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman20 for 20% off site-wide. That's bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman for HTB Rejuvenate. Aging doesn't have to mean slowing down. Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary Urolithin A supplement from Timeline. MitoPure ignites mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. As we age, our cells build up damage and their ability to create energy drops. MitoPure restores your energy at the source. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of research. Boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started taking it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Imagine having the energy to tackle every challenge that comes your way. MitoPure is a game changer, so I'm excited to share that you can now get 20% off any Timeline supplement or skincare purchase, including the all-new MitoPure gummies. Just visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 20% off MitoPure. There's never been a better time to experience the benefits of MitoPure. Timeline.com/Hoffman.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. What it take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number, and let's hear one of our recorded questions.
What can I do to reduce my high-sensitive C-reactive protein?
Okay, so C-reactive protein is a measure of inflammation, and so you can, I mean, a simple way to lower C-reactive protein is just to drop weight, get to your optimal weight, unless you're underweight, in which case then it doesn't have to do with weight. Also, it's been shown that just simply taking a multivitamin can help to lower C-reactive protein. In particular, magnesium and B vitamins can be helpful. Also, omega-3 fatty acids can be useful. And then there are these natural anti-inflammatories like curcumin and boswellin. Ache Action is a supplement that has anti-inflammatory effects by our friends at Protocol for Life Balance. But also, you know, one needs to undertake a search for, is there a cause? Is there an infection? Is there an autoimmune condition? Vitamin D has also been associated with reducing inflammation and autoimmunity and can be helpful for lowering C-reactive protein. And so it's important when you measure C-reactive protein that you don't do so after a cold or even after intense physical exertion, because that will artificially raise your C-reactive protein. And that's why drugs like colchicine are being explored for cardiovascular prevention. And they're actually now being authorized for use, colchicine, something that has been used in the past for gout, now may be used to target HSC reactive protein, highly sensitive C reactive protein, as a cardiovascular risk factor. So, but short of taking a medication, there are natural ways to address HSCRP. 877-726-8255 on a holiday weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You're listening to Intelligent Medicine.
Join top CEOs and business leaders as they sit down with fellow CEOs on Executive Leaders Radio to share their insights, personal journey, and the real stories behind today's most impactful business leaders.
I'd like to go back to a couple of those influences. You know, your best friend bringing you compassion, your cousin bringing you humor. How do those two things combine to impact your career and how you interact with people today?
The compassion part, that's a bit tricky, right? Because you're asking other people to reveal themselves to you a little bit. And I think you have to lead with your own vulnerability for other people to respond with some. And I think that starts with compassion, listening, caring, have a genuine interest in the other human being that you're engaging with.
Discover more CEO conversations and nominate a leader to join the show at executiveleadersradio.com. That's executiveleadersradio.com.
A quarter century of probiotic excellence. Essential Formulas Incorporated proudly celebrates 25 years of innovation and leadership in the probiotic industry. Since introducing Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, the gold standard in full-spectrum probiotics, in early 2000, we have remained dedicated to advancing probiotic science through research, education, and cutting-edge product development. Over the years, we have expanded our commitment by introducing groundbreaking products designed to nourish the microbiome, both inside and out, such as RegActive and Dr. O'Hara's Probiotic Skincare. As we step into our next quarter century, we extend our deepest gratitude to all those who share our vision of probiotic excellence for better human health. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at natural grocers, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and natural health retailers nationwide. RegActive and Dr. O'Hara's skincare products are available online. Discover the Dr. O'Hara's difference today.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanComplaw.com.
Rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved, I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
From Cracker Barrel rebranding to executive orders that target the burning of the U.S. flag, we're going to delve deep on all the questions that nobody else even wants to ask. Tune in for the answers at Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. And recently, RFK Jr., the new health secretary, garnered criticism when he said that ultra-processed foods were, quote, poisoning Americans, and he called them a primary culprit of high rates of obesity and chronic diseases. And immediately the food industry pushed back and said, yeah, but ultra-processed foods are convenience foods. They're inexpensive. Many Americans depend on them. And the science on ultra-processed foods is fuzzy at best. And so ultra-processed foods are not the problem. It's just eating too much food overall. And Americans depend on ultra-processed foods. Adults eat nearly half of their calories in the form of ultra-processed foods. Kids, amazingly, two-thirds of the calories that kids consume, ultra-processed foods. Not all processed foods are necessarily bad. And a study in the journal Nature Medicine tested that hypothesis. They looked at the effects on weight of two diets. One was a diet that consisted of ultra-processed foods, and another was a diet made up of minimally processed foods. Okay? Like pasta, chicken, fruits, and vegetables. And so the ultra-processed foods group consumed more ready-to-eat frozen meals, breakfast cereals. Well, we tend to think of breakfast cereals well, they're really healthy, but they are ultra-processed. Protein bars. Oh, there's health bars. Yeah, but they're ultra-processed, as well as shakes. So we're actually not even talking about a junk food diet. We're not talking about supersize me, you know, eating every meal at McDonald's in the ultra-processed food group. So a head-to-head comparison, minimally processed foods versus ultra-processed foods in this study. And it's reported on in the New York Times. The researchers recruited 55 participants, most of whom were women, ranging in age from their 20s to their 60s, and they designed two diets and provided the meals. Okay, so when you provide the meals, you can be sure of compliance, right? You didn't just tell people, okay, you eat this, and they eat what they want, and they cheat. They were provided with the meals. And interestingly, the meals weren't terrible, neither of the meals. Both diets met UK nutrition guidelines with limited sugars, limited saturated fats and sodium, but one was composed mostly of minimally processed foods like overnight oats, plain yogurt, and even spaghetti bolognese. The other was made up mostly of ultra-processed foods that are considered healthy, like whole grain breakfast cereals, plant-based milk. Plant-based milk is, oh, it's like better than milk. It's like low fat, right? Flavored yogurt and frozen lasagna. And the study lasted 2 months, and then they had a crossover. Which crossover is good because a crossover can show how each diet affected each participant. So, you know, if there's a benefit in one and then you crossover, then the benefit was obliterated. You could see that in a crossover trial. So they switched. It turns out that most of the participants lost weight on both diets, right? They paid attention to what they ate, and they didn't eat any junk. It was these both, you know, pretty healthy diets, considered healthy diets. But on average, they lost more weight during the 2 months on the minimally processed diet. They lost about 4 pounds in 2 months compared with just 2 pounds on the ultra-processed diet. So the extrapolation was that if the weight loss had continued over a year, remember the study was just 2 months, even when weight loss naturally slows with time, it could have added up to 9 to 13% of body weight on the minimally processed diet compared with just 4 to 5% on the ultra-processed diet. And there was also a better quality of weight loss on the minimally processed diet. The participants also lost more than twice as much body fat on the minimally processed diet than they did on the ultra-processed diet. So why was that? Well, it turns out that the participants on the minimally processed diet felt like they had better control of food cravings. So the theory is that minimally processed foods may, quote, reset cravings and reduce, quote, food noise, helping people eat only when they're hungry. So there's a growing body of evidence that it really is about avoidance of ultra-processed foods. That, you know, a lot of people are making excuses. The Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee under the previous administration couldn't come to any firm conclusion about ultra-processed foods. They were highly conflicted. Many had industry ties. And they suffered analysis paralysis about ultra-processed foods and ultimately produced a document that was worthless, which didn't really say avoid ultra-processed foods. RFK Jr. is promising to change that. He's planning to release guidelines which really come down hard on ultra-processed foods to the dismay of people in the food industry. So he is a marked man when it comes to people in agribusiness and the makers of ultra-processed foods. This item, unlock the secret of muscadine grape. That's a new sponsor, and I'm really happy to have them aboard. Nature's antioxidant powerhouse turns out to be muscadine grapes. They're not just grapes, because you might say, well, okay, fine, I'll just drink some Welch's grape juice. No. Muscadine grapes are the only grape with an extra pair of chromosomes that supercharge its health benefits. Muscadine grapes are packed with more antioxidants than even blueberries, cranberries, acai, or pomegranates, and their unique genetic edge provides a rich concentration of protective phytonutrients like ellagic acid, resveratrol, quercetin, anthocyanidins, and even urolithin A, I found out. Backed by 15 years of scientific research in human clinical trials, you can harness the power of the muscadine grape with Vintastic, a revolutionary antioxidant beverage made with blue, extra pure water, along with mighty muscadine extract. And it's delicious, and it's great for kids. So if you want to give your kids a fruit beverage, this is the one. Very low in sugar content and without colorings or flavor additives. Did you know that over 136 million Americans are either diabetic or pre-diabetic? If you're one of them, Vintastic was specifically designed to support your health needs without compromising on taste, with no sugar, no carbs, no calories, and no artificial sweeteners. Each bottle promotes heart health, stronger immunity, improved brain function, better joint health, and balanced blood sugar levels. Visit Vintastic.com. That's Vintastic.com. And use coupon code Hoffman for 15% off site-wide. That's Vintastic.com. They also have a wide variety of products there to check out at Vintastic.com. All right. The coffee controversy. I mean, when I started in the field of nutrition, which was in the 1970s, and began practicing nutritional medicine in the 1980s, coffee was taboo. It was bad for you. It stressed you out. It dehydrated you. It was acidic. It, you know, created inflammation in your esophagus and your stomach. It, you know, any number of horribles associated with coffee. Well, they've done a 180 on coffee because, according to the latest study, 3 to 5 cups of coffee a day are linked to a longer life, lower diabetes risk. Now, I have to say that there is a healthy user effect when it comes to coffee, because people who are really sick, people who are really frail, people who are at death's door, they can't tolerate a lot of coffee. All right? So sicker people, maybe they don't do well with coffee, so that may be part of the association. So if you're perfectly healthy and you think you're going to gain extra years by cultivating a coffee habit, think again. That may not be the case. But they say a recent review gives an overview of coffee's health benefits, including the most recent data. The review was published in a journal called Nutrients. Drinking coffee is linked to decreased mortality rates. One study found that drinking at least 2 cups of coffee a day was linked with a 10 to 15% lower risk of overall mortality. So, again, correlation isn't necessarily causation. Drinking 3 to 5 cups of coffee daily may increase the risk for decrease the risk for cardiovascular disease by around 15%. So, is coffee associated with cardiac arrhythmias? I got to say that for some people that may be the case. But for the majority of people, that is not the case, and coffee is associated with improved lipid profiles and reduced inflammation, reduced risk of liver disease, etc. So they say here, drinking coffee may decrease the risk of cognitive disorders by 25%. It's not no coincidence that you feel a little smarter after that morning cup of coffee, because it actually revs your brain metabolism. Regular coffee and caffeine consumption may also decrease the risk of Parkinson's disease and its progression. And there's data that suggests that coffee may decrease the risk for depressive symptoms. Duh. Okay, so coffee, yeah, I mean, it's kind of a wake-up call when it comes to your mood. Why that may be the case, it's interesting because there are some studies that say that it's not just about caffeine, that there are beneficial polyphenols, the flavorful dark compounds within coffee, caffeic acid, etc., and caffeine metabolites like paraxanthine and theophylline, which may actually help breathing. There's some people who report that in the absence of their inhaler, that drinking a cup of tea or drinking a cup of coffee helps them during an asthma attack. There may be something to that. So, yep, coffee as a functional beverage, yeah, there really is something to it. And, you know, the wisdom of the ancients, coffee originally discovered in Arabia, and then its use spread throughout the world as an elixir, as a functional beverage that helps people get through their daily tasks and that improves exercise performance. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
One of the topics I'm asked about frequently these days is men's health. Are there quality supplements that men can add to their daily routine that help address some of these questions? I'm happy to report that Protocol for Life Balance has come to the rescue. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a unique suite of supplements for men's specific health needs. Virility for Men, Raw Maca, Prostate B, and Ortho Multi for Men. Virility for Men supports endocrine function, Raw Maca supports healthy sexual function, Prostate B provides targeted nutritional and antioxidant support for the prostate, and Ortho Multi for Men is a comprehensive formula that delivers balanced nutrition for the support of optimal wellness and vitality. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements. I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take is Plus CBD from CB Sciences, which has now introduced extra strength versions to their wellness blends, CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. These extra support products combine the everyday wellness benefits of THC-free CBD with well-studied effective ingredients offering non-habit-forming options for natural sleep and relaxation support. Extra support CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothes irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment. Extra support CBD Sleep aids occasional sleeplessness so you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new extra support sleep and calm wellness blends.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
You want to make sure you hear all voices. And I just think that's really important to me that, you know, you work with people to get things accomplished. The more I can encourage others to take on ownership and accountability, the more we can do as a collective team. And I think just that interaction, you know, whether it was with the family or with the friends, you know, that's still who I am today.
Discover more CEO conversations and nominate a leader to join the show at executiveleadersradio.com. That's executiveleadersradio.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
In person, online, and even by remote, Square allows small and big businesses alike to take payments from anywhere. They're the leaders in making point-of-sale transactions super safe, fast, and easy. Carissa Mara is from Square.
So we do the point-of-sale, which is the heart of every business. We also do all of the first-party payment processing so that businesses can take payments across all credit cards, debit card, online, any way in which your customer wants to pay, QR code, we do that too. And then we also build that beautiful hardware that you see when you go into coffee shops. That's typically a Square reader that you'll see. It's all about that fast, seamless, all-in-one device experience so that people can pay in any way in which they like, and then they can move on to that next patio.
Find out how Square can help you and your business at square.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back from Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Glad to be with you on a holiday weekend. 877-726-8255, our number. And let's take one of those calls.
What is the latest treatments for rheumatoid arthritis?
Okay, so yeah, there's some exciting developments on the rheumatoid arthritis front. First of all, there are, you know, these powerful immunosuppressive drugs that can slow the progression of rheumatoid arthritis, but they have a lot of side effects. They lower immunity, they make you more susceptible to certain pathogens, to certain types of infection, and may even somewhat increase the risk for malignancies like lymphoma. So yeah, in a pinch, those can be helpful. What's most exciting to me, a recent study that shows that 75% of people with rheumatoid arthritis that wasn't even responding well to drugs respond well to electrical stimulation of the vagus nerve with an implantable device that just got approved by the FDA. It's that effective. And I think that is an avenue of treatment that is going to be helpful for not just rheumatoid arthritis, but for other autoimmune disorders, inflammatory disorders, and is a non-toxic, non-drug way of addressing some of these problems. There's also, of course, nutritional support with vitamin D and anti-inflammatories like curcumin and boswellin, omega-3 fatty acids, and specific pro-resolving mediators. These can be helpful as well for rheumatoid arthritis. I think that there's a lot of promise in terms of natural approaches. Diet, too, may make a difference. A paleo diet for autoimmunity can be helpful with avoidance of modern foods like dairy and altogether avoidance of grains, just eating animal proteins with fresh fruits and vegetables is helpful for many people suffering from rheumatoid arthritis. Even a vegetarian diet can be helpful for some people. And fasting regimens can be sometimes helpful for rheumatoid arthritis. So there's definitely a lot that can be done on the nutritional front. So, yeah, good stuff coming down the pike for rheumatoid arthritis sufferers. Folks, aging doesn't have to mean slowing down. Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary urolithin A supplement from Timeline. MitoPure ignites mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway, because as we age, our cells build up damage, and their ability to create energy drops. MitoPure restores your energy at the source. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of research. You can boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. And I can attest to that. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started taking MitoPure. I feel stronger and more energized. My recovery time has improved dramatically. Imagine having the energy to tackle every challenge that comes your way. MitoPure is a game changer. So I'm excited to share that you can now get 20% off any Timeline supplement or skincare purchase, including the all-new MitoPure gummies. Just visit timeline.com/Hoffman and use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 20% off MitoPure today. There's never been a better time to experience the benefits of MitoPure. Timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout. All right. There's some remarkable developments on the high-tech front for treatment of paralysis. And, you know, there's some biblical quotes. In Isaiah, they say, then the eyes of the blind will be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Well, we're already achieving technical breakthroughs where we're using genetic therapy to cure blindness. We're just the beginnings of that, but it's coming, you know, coming to a health clinic near you. And the ears of the deaf unstopped. It's from the Bible. Then the lame will leap like a deer and the mute tongue will shout for joy. I mean, and then in the New Testament, Jesus said, the blind will receive sight, the lame walk, the lepers will be cleansed, the deaf will hear, the dead will be raised. And these are miracles of the Bible that could scarcely have been envisioned, but there are now experiments with rats walking again after breakthrough spinal cord repair with 3D printing. They combine 3D printing stem cell technology and lab-grown tissues to restore the ability to walk in spinal cord injured rats. And, you know, that may eventually translate to humans as well, which would be a real incredible breakthrough. All right, well, thanks very much for joining us. Remember the sale that we're having over Labor Day. You can get Labor Day sale, access it at drhoffmanstore.com. 10% off all products plus free shipping September 1st through 3rd. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Thanks very much for joining us, and have a great holiday weekend. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Are you concerned about your blood pressure? Join the millions worldwide who have chosen Kyolic as a natural alternative to support their heart health. Why Kyolic? It works. Over 900 published scientific articles and research studies have shown that Kyolic aged garlic extract has a positive effect on cardiovascular risk factors such as high blood pressure, cholesterol, circulation, blood sugar balance, and more. Kyolic aged garlic extract, organically grown garlic aged for up to 20 months for maximum purity and potency. Gentle on the stomach, easy to swallow capsules with no offensive garlic odor or taste. Visit Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Learn about Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure, as well as Kyolic's other cardiovascular formulas. Kyolic is sold at Sprouts, natural grocers, Whole Foods, and natural health stores everywhere. Also online. Get Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109. It works.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search the Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at WoundedWarriorProject.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. It looks like the FBI had a good reason to reopen a probe into former National Security Advisor John Bolton. That after former President Joe Biden's Justice Department shut down an initial probe. More from reporter Bernie Bennett.
On HotAir.com, Ed Morrissey reports, quote, a mole working from an unidentified spy agency provided evidence that Bolton had used unclassified systems to transmit classified data, mainly as a means to gather material for the book he published over the objections of the U.S. intel services. The New York Times reported, quote, the United States gathered data from an adversary country's spy service, including emails with sensitive information that Mr. Bolton, while still working for the first Trump administration, appeared to have sent to people close to him on an unclassified system. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
President Trump denies he's a dictator.
At last week's cabinet meeting, the president declared that he has unlimited executive power.
I would have the right to do anything I want to do. I'm the president of the United States.
But in the same meeting, he insisted that his anti-crime efforts don't make him a dictator.
So a lot of people say, you know, if that's the case, I'd rather have a dictator. But I'm not a dictator. I just know how to stop crime.
Donald Trump has pushed the boundaries of presidential power during his second term through nearly 200 executive orders. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A judge blocking the government from deporting Guatemalan children who had crossed the border without their families. That ruling Sunday after their lawyers said the youngsters were loaded onto planes overnight and in violation of laws affording protections for migrant kids. Former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani recovering from injuries following a weekend car accident in New Hampshire. Police say a rental car driven by Giuliani's assistant was struck from behind by a vehicle driven by a 19-year-old woman. Giuliani suffered multiple lacerations and other minor injuries. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owe the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $1 billion for their clients.
Optima Tax, they helped me. They calmed me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Last week's Minnesota school shooting prompting a national discourse about prayer and gun safety. Former Missouri GOP Senator Jim Talent emphasizes the effectiveness and the power of prayer.
God intervenes all the time to prevent harm. He protects the vulnerable and heals the sick. And he's always with people who are grieving and who seek him. And so I don't want anybody to think as a result of this, well, prayer doesn't make any difference.
Senator Talent says negative comments about prayer after the shooting follow a disturbing trend in public attitudes.
Up to the late 80s, the culture as a whole was positive towards Christianity. Then it was neutral for a generation. And now the commanding heights of the culture, which is left wing, has turned negative. And you do see that in a lot of ways.
Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Well, the times are changing in the United States Armed Forces, changing quickly and for the better, and technology gets the nod. Retired Rear Admiral Mark Montgomery says when it comes to modern warfare, one of the steepest learning curves has really nothing to do with bombs and bullets.
The second big thing beyond the speed of adaptation is the importance of software. As the Navy has very rapidly begun to change its Aegis software loads, its doctrine guidance to the ships about how to employ the weapon systems.
And he says one of the ways modern warfare is changing is because simply of the software.
When I was a CEO of a ship, these changes would come annually. When I was an admiral, they would come every 3 months. You know, for my son or a junior officer on a ship now, it's coming every few days. That is fighting the software engineering war.
More on these stories at Town Hall.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. as I step behind the pink mic for powerful and inspiring breast conversations, from prevention and diagnosis to treatment and healing. We're creating a space for education, hope, and community. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen, helping dreams turn into reality, and Swell Endeavors, supporting individuals through expert physical therapy for lymphedema. Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
And then the employer actually has a fully skilled person ready to fill an open position. If their challenge happens to be related to closing training or skills gaps, we can actually upskill or reskill their existing employees at scale and all on behalf of that employer. And then lastly, if it's related to just simply improving retention or reducing turnover, we have a number of customized solutions we can provide employers to enable their trained staff to obtain new and specialized skills that enables them to advance into more concentrated or even specialized areas of care.
See, and I love that because the turnover is, it's bad. It's pretty tough. So if you're one of these, say if you're an assisted living community, maybe you are a company that has, dozens or maybe even hundreds of assisted living communities all around the country. You know how valuable your staff is, and you also know the tremendous expense in turnover and then having to recruit a new staff person and then train them and then train them into your system and then get them on the floor actually providing the care. So if you can help them become more valuable and add more certifications, that does help with the retention. It translates to better continuity of care, and there are so many benefits. It's just incredible. So I love that. And Dana, how does offering training like CNA certification or maybe memory care essentials improve this employee satisfaction and retention for senior care providers?
Yeah, I'd say career development is important to most caregivers, and providing opportunities for them to advance through training helps the employee feel like they're building a career, not just working, a job. And recruiting and maintaining a trained staff boosts confidence. It also boosts competence when facing complex or sensitive situations, especially if you're talking about dealing with dementia and memory care. It also helps provide an improvement in morale. It shows that the employer is investing in their people, and by and large, when workers feel supported and valued, they're more likely to stick around. So I think you mentioned it. Retention is a huge challenge across all allied health jobs right now, but it's an absolute crisis when you look at the deficit of nursing assistants right now. We're talking about a workforce gap of over, I think it's about 70,000 nursing assistants. That's the single largest gap among all healthcare support roles. So, I think lastly, I'd say when employees are trained and they do their jobs well, residents tend to receive better care, and that typically leads to a higher job satisfaction for that team member.
And very critically, so in my business, senior care consulting, I help families and individuals, find the right community. And one part of that is, looking into their past and looking into the records of healthcare surveys, et cetera, et cetera. So all of this is going to lead to better care, better continuity of care, and fewer mistakes that would also lead to fewer deficiencies in the most recent healthcare survey, which all of it adds up. All of it is super important. So I love what you're doing. If this is catching your attention in the listening audience, and you're like, hey, we need to find out more about this, here's some contact information. You're going to want to write it down. Go to online to partners.medcerts. I'm going to spell that out for you. MEDCERTS, partners.medcerts.com. You can also call 1-800-734-1175. That's 1-800-734-1175, and learn more about how you could benefit from all the training options and upskilling available from MedCerts. And Craig, one of the concerns that many leaders have is time. And so how can MedCerts help facilities and some of these senior care communities offer training without taking staff away from their day-to-day work?
Yeah, it's spot on. Time is really, really a big consideration. And I mentioned earlier that our training is 100% online and self-paced. So what that means is that gives staff a tremendous amount of flexibility to complete their training on a schedule and at times that work best for them. There's not preconceived class times. They don't have to go on site somewhere. This can all be done at their leisure. It can be done at home. It can be done off hours. Whatever happens to work best for their particular schedule. Similar to this, we've actually seen several use cases where employers are now dedicating a certain amount of time during shifts for their employees to actually take their training in between fulfilling their daily responsibilities on the floor and supporting patients. This has actually proven to also help improve retention. Dana was talking about that a minute ago, as that staff sees this as yet another way their employer is investing back in them without requiring them to invest time outside of work that otherwise is intended for them to be able to focus on their families. So it just gives them that much extra flexibility, you know, whether it's done off hours or they're in a fortunate situation that the employer sees it as being incredibly important during the normal workday, and they actually carve time out and still have coverage on the floor.
Well, and I'll tell you what, that will differentiate the employer big time because, frankly, there are a lot of places that kind of take this level at the CNA, CMA, and this is very, very hands-on and sometimes, you know, difficult caregiving responsibilities, but I think sometimes they feel a little taken for granted. And so if the employer says, look, you're important to us, and we don't take you for granted, and we're going to offer you this additional training, and we're going to allow you to do some of that while you're on the clock and not have to take time away from your son, your daughter, your husband, wife, your family, your leisure time. That's all important. And we recognize you, and we're going to invest in you, and that will help retention, better health care, better quality care, better continuum of care, and fewer deficiencies. Everyone wins. It's a win-win-win all the way across the board as I see it.
Yeah, absolutely agree with that.
So, again, today we're speaking with Craig Sprinkle. He's the CEO of MedCerts, and Dana Jansen, Chief Products Officer at MedCerts. If you want more information, go online to partners.medcerts.com or call 1-800-734-1175. And we'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800 or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I'm going to admit that I'm a little biased on this one whenever I say this. But,
that's okay.
You know, I'm going to tell you that I believe that the quality of our content and the learning experience that we provide is far superior to anything else you'll find in the market. And on the surface, they may sound like, oh, gosh, you know, you've got nice graphics and things are nice and pretty on screen and all of that. That's not what it's about. It's really about our instructional model, which is highly diverse and very engaging. We've received a number of awards recognizing our work on this front. Further, because of the depth and breadth of our programs, we can actually serve up career path solutions that most other training providers just can't do. And then lastly, we now offer training in areas of specialization and soft and durable skills that further rounds out the skill set of employees. More and more, we're hearing from employers that having a fully certified person to fill an open job, that's just merely the ante to play. We actually offer that. Plus, we can demonstrate an employee's proficiency with critical soft skills that employers have also deemed important, along with training in key areas of specialization such as geriatric care, infection and disease control, memory care, and many more for that matter.
All of those are absolutely important in the area of senior care, whether or not it's assisted living or long-term care. And I love the fact that you're also going in depth in dementia care and dementia training. That's super important. Dana, can you walk us through, you know, some of the programs that are especially beneficial for staff working in senior care, maybe assisted living communities?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was mentioned earlier that, we have a catalog of program offerings that's over 50 at this point. But really over the last few years, we've expanded our offerings related to patient care to the point where we have a variety of different options based on what aspects of caregiving an individual might like to target. So first, we have medical assistant. Medical assistants tend to straddle both the clinical and administrative side within these settings. We also have, and this is a relatively new offering for us in the last 6 months, is, you know, if an individual wants to place more emphasis on actual direct patient care, we have options for both certified and non-certified nursing assistants, as well as home health aides. And then sometimes assisted living facilities or other facilities hire patient care technicians, where
The role is virtually all clinical, or a majority clinical, and the scope of practice tends to be more expanded compared to nursing assistants. So we've really kind of developed a pretty expansive suite of caregiving program opportunities. And as Craig mentioned earlier, we also have a suite of specialty course offerings that these learners can further upskill and train into very focused areas. And within settings, each of these allied health professionals would absolutely benefit from specialty training. We've developed a series of courses, which, as Craig mentioned, are geriatric, infection prevention and control, mental health, memory care. We have a series that extends really over the next 18 months that we're going to be launching that very well overlap and enhance each one of these caregiving programs. So ultimately, if a facility is looking for quality job-ready candidates or looking for merely upskilling their existing workforce, we have solutions for both.
Excellent, excellent. Reach out to MedCerts. Here it is online, partners.medcerts.com or 1-800-734-1175. And Dana, how is the geriatric medical assistant program different from the standard medical assistant program? And then why is that important for senior care communities that serve older adults?
Yeah, so, I guess I'd say we've delivered our medical assistant program going on 8 years, and it's absolutely the most highly enrolled and sought after program in our catalog. And it's kind of a mix or a blend of both administrative and, of course, the clinical side to medical assisting. But at the end of the day, it's really kind of a generalist medical assistant. You can get a job virtually anywhere in a variety of different facilities. But adding a specialty course like geriatrics means that the learner is being prepared for more than just meeting the physical needs of a patient. We really focus on how do you address building connections with patients, how to effectively communicate with them, and importantly, how to best maintain the dignity of patients as their mental and physical health might be deteriorating. So in the geriatrics course, we focus more on age-related physical, cognitive, and sensory challenges, and then the unique challenges that, kind of align with the geriatric population in general. So we're really big on soft skills training. You'll find soft skills or durable skills training throughout all of our programs, but particularly within geriatrics, there's a huge prevalence of us injecting that soft skills training.
Well, and I don't mean to throw anyone under the bus, but I've seen a lot of poor caregiving out there, yeah. Frankly. And I don't think it's the person. I think it's the training. And if your entire staff could be trained on the soft skills and like how to communicate with someone who is older and how to improve dignity and improve the communication, which just helps everything. Why wouldn't you do that? This is an amazing program. And Dana, what does the learning experience look like for someone going through a MedCerts program?
Yeah, this is my favorite question, actually. I love talking about this. As Craig mentioned, we have a high intentional focus on quality and quality, by definition, changes between, individuals and whoever you talk to. But for me, we focus on retaining students just like skilled nursing facilities, for example, are focused on retaining their clinical staff.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means to me is we have to engage our learners. We have to, in large part, entertain them. We have to immerse them in certain environments that they're going to find when they get on the job. So how do we do that? Well, we have what we refer to as the MedCerts 12 Elements of E-Learning, which is a toolkit. It's proprietary to MedCerts. That toolkit is what drives all of our courses and all of our programs. And really what that means is, we have instructor-led video that serves as kind of the basis of instruction. But then we surround that instruction with 3D animations, virtual scenarios. And speaking of the virtual scenarios, that's how we approach soft skills training. And what that is, what that translates into is you have a student, a learner that's sitting at their desktop and they're looking at an AI-powered avatar. They're having a conversation with that patient or that colleague And they have to act through a scenario where they have to make the right choices and the right discussion points within that scenario to solve a specific challenge.
And Dana, that sounds absolutely fantastic. Let's pick this up after the break. Don't go away. We'll be right back with much more information from the gentleman from MedCerts.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Are you between the ages of 50 and 63 and can no longer work because of an illness or injury? Thousands of hardworking Americans are in your situation. They file for disability benefits and are unnecessarily denied their much-needed benefit check. Call now for a no-obligation, free evaluation. We can help you nearly double your chances of approval and get your benefit checks faster. We understand the physical, emotional, and financial impact. We'll share our insider expertise and help you get your disability claim filed and paid immediately. There is a time limit to apply, so call right now. Operators are standing by to help you.
800-296-1459. 800-296-1459. 800-296-1459. That's 800-296-1459.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Through civil rights enforcement, federal funding cuts, and growing cultural resistance to its harm in schools, workplaces, and communities, America is strongest when united, not divided. Our universities should lead the way in bringing people together, not driving them apart. Visit campusreform.org to learn more about the fight against DEI on college campuses. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
What did you study in school, Emily?
Mm-hmm. I studied strategic communications. I've always been kind of a creative person.
What are you looking to do with the strategic communications these days?
Like graphic design, I've done content creation, all that kind of stuff. So I'm looking at all of those kind of fields. It's a very broad major.
And most importantly, are you getting joy out of what you're doing?
Definitely. I think it's captures so many of my interests, which is why I'm really happy I chose that major. It just encompasses so many things that I've enjoyed all throughout my life.
Maybe I'm mistaken. It seems to me that she's got a bit of Mark Albero in her, where she's got the sales and marketing talent.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, Work Ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, visit seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, today we're speaking with Craig Sprinkle and Dana Jansen, both with MedCerts. If this is catching your attention, reach out online to partners.medcerts.com or you could call 1-800-734-1175. And Dana, we had to close for a break, so would love to hear more if you could share more about the experience of what it looks like going through that MedCerts training program. It sounds amazing.
Yeah, we're pretty proud of it. You know, we've really kind of made some iterative changes in our content and our approach to content and how we deliver it over the last couple of years. And we're really at a point where we're pleased with outcome. And, you know, kind of speaking of outcomes, you know, we have to, as we approach creating content or, you know, courses, we have to teach to obviously a certification, because at the end of the day, certification is what gets the job. But through speaking with employers, through analyzing the market and the needs of the market, we really get some key insights into what employers and what the market is looking for out of a training provider. So, you know, again, at the end of the day, we're teaching in most cases to a certification. So our training is very much aligned with that certification. But we also take into account what those employers out in the field are expecting us to bring to the table with regard to candidates when they graduate. So to that end, you know, like I mentioned earlier, we embed a lot of durable skills and soft skills training. We also include prerequisite training in the areas of anatomy and physiology and medical terminology to make sure that, you know, individuals can speak the right language and understand, you know, the A&P kind of nature of their job role.
That is awesome. So, again, in our listening audience, if you are working in a job or a career, maybe you're burned out, maybe you're thinking, you know what, I want to do something different. I want to do something that is, it just gives me a lot of satisfaction. I want to help people. I'm a natural born caregiver. This sounds really interesting to me. We have the training available for you right here. You can make that career change. And also, if you're one of the senior care communities out there and you're looking to enhance your training, you're looking to up your retention and all of the other benefits that come along with training programs, or maybe you want to institute one of the training programs that would help you recruit new candidates for some of your positions, go online at partners.medcerts.com or call 1-800-734-1175. And Dana, if I'm an executive director or maybe HR leader in the senior care space, in the senior care community, what's the first step to exploring a partnership with MedCerts?
First step is pretty simple. You know, reach out and schedule a conversation with our partnership team. We'll start by understanding your specific workforce needs, whether you're considering, you know, focusing on upskilling your current staff, filling hard to find or hard to hire roles like medical assistants to CNAs, or launching a new training initiative. From there, we'll tailor a solution for you that aligns with your specific staffing goals, timelines, and budget.
That sounds great. And Craig, last but not least, the best way for an organization to reach out to you?
Either online at partners.medcerts.com, or they can call directly into us at 800-734-1175.
All right. So the company, again, MedCerts, M-E-D, CERTS, partners.medcerts.com, or 1-800-734-1175. And Craig and Dana, thanks so much for being here today. Really, really interesting. You sound like you're doing a fantastic job. Keep up the great work.
Thank you. We appreciate it and really enjoyed the conversation.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
All right. I enjoyed it as well. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
All right. Again, thanks to Craig and Dana from MedCerts. That is really, really interesting. And again, if you're running, if you're an executive director, administrator, an HR leader in senior care, and you're like, you know what, that sounds like the ticket. That might be just the missing piece that we need to increase our retention, or start to train your own CNAs and then add value by adding more certifications. And guess what? Your staff, they're going to love you. You will stick out like a sore thumb because, frankly, there are so many senior care communities that they don't do this stuff. Again, so reach out to partners.medcerts, MedCerts, partners.medcerts.com, or 1-800-734-1175. All right, so I'm going to shift gears and talk about an issue that most of my clients face here at Senior Care Consulting. So that is, what happens if you need care, but you're running out of money to pay for the care? And it's a huge question, right? So first of all, what if you are at home and maybe you're paying for care, you're paying for a lot of other support type services, and you're needing the care? What happens when you run out of money? And this is just a serious, serious issue. And I guess the message here is, and you have to listen to me. I'm not trying to be preachy here, but you need to move before you run out of money. So let me give you a couple of scenarios. Number one, you take my advice and you say, you know what? That sounds like really good, solid advice. And you move way before you run out of money. Well, Steve, I want to stay home, but at the same time, I need maybe the assisted living level of care, or I need long-term care level of care. Move before you need to, and move to receive the care in one of these communities while you still have some money to pay for it. If you don't do that, okay, so you can do that very easily. But if you don't do that, the other scenario is you wait till the last second. There's no money to pay for anything, and all of a sudden you are forced to moving to a nursing home that is Medicaid certified, a place that will take you with no private pay up front. They're going to accept you Medicaid pending, and you're going to have to take any place that has a bed available because you waited till the last second. That's not the preferred option. Move before you run out of assets to pay for your care. Now, the more common situation that I see with senior care consulting is you're going through your assets like wildfire. If you're in assisted living, we're looking at $6,000 to $8,000 a month on average. And you say, you know what? We have enough money to pay for about another 12 months. And then we can see that we are going to outlive our assets. What do we do? And I had one of our listeners, well, I've had a lot of our listeners do this, but recently I had one of our listeners reach out and said, Steve, we're in that situation. We could see that mom's money is going to run out. And so before she runs out, we're going to take your advice and we would like to explore our options in long-term care. And those options would be Medicaid certified because she's going to need Medicaid coverage to help pay for the care once her assets run out, and it's highly likely that their mother is going to outlive her assets. So we got together and we're moving forward and we're going to line up our top options. They're going to make some decisions, get their name on waiting list, and very comfortably manage that waiting list, and then very comfortably transition their mom from the assisted living level of care to long-term care level of care while she still has funds to pay for that. Now, why is that important? It's very important because not all, but way more often than not, if you're looking to move to a long-term care community that will also work with the Medicaid program, you're not going to see this on their website, and they're probably not going to tell you about this when you go for a tour. And this is going to come up later. Not all of them, but many of them have a private pay requirement. Well, Steve, what does that mean? That means that before this community will agree to work with Medicaid reimbursement, which sometimes can be a little difficult on the back end between the billing office and Medicaid, they would require the resident to be able to pay privately out of pocket for the first 3 months or 6 months or maybe even 12 months. So what they may not tell you immediately if they have that requirement is, oh, by the way, you have to be able to pay privately for 12 months. And you're like, well, we can't do that. What do we do? Well, this isn't the place for you. And you've wasted all your time. You've wasted their time. And here you are. Now you're stuck. So that is super, super important. Let's not forget about the Senior Care Live question of the week. All Medicare certified long-term care communities accept Medicaid immediately and do not have a private pay requirement. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
I'm Steve Kuecker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company, Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes the very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families. And I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
How we pay for goods and services online and at retail is evolving, fusing convenience with security. Visa's Mark Nelson, head of consumer payment products, says Visa recently announced 7 new and exciting technologies. Mark shared a couple with me here.
But we've introduced a flexible credential whereby a single card can be what you want it to be depending on the transaction type. We've also introduced this concept of a passkey, and it's all around how do we make payments safer and easier to use online. We also announced this thing called a data token, which allows the customer to get a little bit more control in terms of where they want to share their data. So if they want to share data with a third party, they can enable a better shopping experience all through AI, and it's a way in which the consumers have a little bit more control over who they share their data with.
More info is at Visa.com. That's simply Visa.com.
That was your Check It Out Minute.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but it felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but it felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
From Cracker Barrel rebranding to executive orders that target the burning of the U.S. flag, we're going to delve deep on all the questions that nobody else even wants to ask. Tune in for the answers at Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. All Medicaid-certified long-term care communities accept Medicaid immediately and do not have a private pay requirement. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. False, false, false. There are a lot of Medicaid-certified long-term care communities that will work with Medicaid immediately, but there are many, many of these places that do have a private pay requirement. Could be 3 or 6 months. Could be 12 months. That's a pretty common one. Well, if you can move in and pay with your own resources for at least 12 months, then yeah, we'll work with you. And then once you spend down those resources, we'll help you get qualified for Medicaid. No worries at all. And the reason for that is that in many cases, many examples, the Medicaid reimbursement doesn't even cover their cost, or it may just be at cost. And I've seen so many cases where, examples where it is below their cost. But they're still going to take care of the resident. They're still going to give them the same care as always. But at least they've made some money on that first 12 months. Okay, so that's the primary reason for that. Plus, sometimes you have to arm wrestle Medicaid to get them to pay the bills, and they're changing the rules on you in midstream, and sometimes it's a little bit messy on the back end on the billing side of things. So again, our firm Senior Care Consulting, we work with lots and lots of clients and families who are concerned about what is the next step. So if you or your loved one, if they're in the assisted living level of care and you can see the money going down, 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 reach out to Senior Care Consulting. We can help you with that next move. I would do it proactively. I wouldn't wait till the last second. And if you're like, Steve, we're waiting till the last second because I have not heard this information before. Can you still help us? Yes, we can. But we're going to have to move pretty quickly because here's what happens. I had someone recently say, well, they can't just kick you out. Yes, they can. Yes, they can. They can discharge you for lack of payment or inability to pay. Period. It's a fact. I have talked to so many people who have had their loved ones in the assisted living level of care, and they just made the assumption, oh, well, when they run out, you know, they could just bill that Medicare, that Medicaid thing, whatever that thing is. Yeah, we're good to go. And in most of the situations, that is not the case. There are very few assisted living communities that I'm aware of that will work with the Medicaid program. The vast, vast majority of assisted living communities are private pay only, which means if you run out of money, you will be discharged because you have no way to pay them for their services. And they have no one else to bill. They can't bill Medicaid. They can't bill anyone else. So you will be discharged. Do not wait until the last second. My firm, Senior Care Consulting, we can help you with this. Reach out to 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit online at Senior Care Consulting, with an ING, seniorcareconsulting.com. And then another question that I get very frequently, sticking with this Medicaid theme, what if you're in a long-term care community, and a lot of people still refer to that as a nursing home, but what if you're in long-term care and you're already qualified for Medicaid, but you don't want to live there anymore? Maybe there's a turnover. Maybe the new administrator just isn't doing as good of a job. Or maybe there's been a big staff shakeup, staffing turnover, and maybe you're not satisfied with the care that you're receiving. It could be any reason, really. So the question is that I get all the time, well, I mean, can I move? I mean, I thought, you know, once you're there, and if Medicaid's paying for it, what, aren't we just kind of stuck? And the answer is no, and absolutely no, you're not stuck. You're not stuck at all. You can move anywhere you want, anytime you want. There is no 30-day notice in long-term care. You're not locked into a lease. You can move tomorrow if you want. It is your choice. Here's the caveat. So say, for example, if you are qualified for Medicaid in your state, any state, I live in the state of Kansas. I'm in the Kansas City area. Might live in the state of Missouri, but it could be Texas or Florida or Nevada, California, New York, Alaska, Georgia. We just added three affiliates in Georgia, in Florida, et cetera. Whatever your state is, if you're qualified for Medicaid in that state, then you'll need to move to another Medicaid certified community within that state. And then that way it's a very simple, easy, transparent change. So Medicaid is going to point the payment to this community today, and you move over to Community B tomorrow, they will simply point the payment to Community B starting tomorrow. Very, very simple process. Now, if you want to move from one state to the next, it's not quite as easy, but you can still do it. So say if you're living in Kansas, you want to move to the Missouri side or vice versa. Kansas City straddles the state line, and it kind of drives me crazy. I wish we had some sort of a reciprocity type of an exception within a metro area, but that does not exist. Not, at least here it doesn't. I don't think it exists anywhere. Medicaid is a federal program, but it's administered state by state, so maybe that's the catch. But if you're qualified for Medicaid, let's say on the Kansas side, you want to move to Missouri, then you would move into a Medicaid-certified long-term care community, but a place that is willing to accept you on a Medicaid-pending status, meaning you move from one state to the next, you'd have to reapply for Medicaid. But frankly, that application is pushed through. It's kind of rubber stamped. Oh, they qualified over there. They qualify over here. Because the qualifications are so similar, it's almost a rubber stamp. But the point is, you still have to reapply, which is not that convenient. Right? So You're not stuck in your nursing home, even if you're on Medicaid. Just move to another place that may be just a better fit within your same state, and it's easy peasy. You need help considering your options, exploring your options, reach out to my firm, Senior Care Consulting. We can definitely help you. 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800. Or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week, right here, on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom says California's controversial remapping plan will go to a vote of the people come November.
Passing Newsom's Proposition 50 could be bad for California businesses.
If somehow this was successful and there's five more Democrat seats in California, it's not going to be helpful to business.
That's Robert Lathley, president of the California Business Roundtable.
The progressive agenda is not helpful to growing jobs and strengthening our economy. If they're going to overturn the will of the people in making these reforms, then it's going to hurt business even more.
Larry Marino in Sacramento.
As lawmakers return to Washington following the August recess, they'll have to find a way to work numerous log jams. As the government shutdown looms, the annual spending battle will dominate much of the September agenda. Correspondent Julie Walker reports now on the latest in the war in Gaza.
Israel killed a longtime spokesperson for Hamas, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He spoke at a security cabinet meeting discussing the expanding offensive in some of Gaza's most populated areas. There were no plans to discuss ceasefire negotiations, according to an official who spoke on condition of anonymity. Netanyahu also said the remains of two Israeli hostages, Idan Shtivi and Ilan Weiss, were recently recovered. The Israeli military believes 20 hostages are still alive. I'm Julie Walker.
A grand jury indicting two civilian workers on charges they caused the Navy to provide the Hawaii Department of Health with false information about jet fuel that spilled from a Pearl Harbor storage facility before it later began to seep into drinking water. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We all know the importance of good daily habits, whether it's getting outside, getting your steps in, stretching those limbs, or eating right. Doing it on the regular is key. That's why if you're dealing with everyday aches and pains, it's time to bring Relief Factor into your life. Head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF and get their three-week quick start for just $19.95. Relief Factor is the daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by a team of doctors, it uses a special formula of four natural ingredients. Relief Factor doesn't just mask the pain, it helps reduce or eliminate it. In fact, the longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective it is to get your days going without any pain. Sleep would get you out of pain by taking their three-week quick start. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Simply call 800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, neck, shoulders, hips, knees, don't let it keep you from living the life you want to live. Make Relief Factor part of your daily routine. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
There are weekend festivals these days for just about everything under the sun. This one, though, is a little different, especially if you happen to be a redhead.
Thousands of redheads gathered in the Dutch city of Tilburg for the annual Redhead Festival. The three-day event attracts redheads from all over the world after being inadvertently started by a Dutch artist some 20 years ago. He was looking for redheads for an artistic project, and the gathering grew so large that he decided to continue it every year. Attendees can visit workshops on how to do their makeup for red hair, learn about skin cancer prevention, and of course, eat and drink and socialize. In the 2013 edition, the organization broke the Guinness Book of World Records for the most number of redheads gathered in one place when they put together 1,672 for their photo.
That is Molly Quill reporting. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Well, Deputy White House Communications Director Alex Pfeiffer says the crime rate has become so bad in the District of Columbia, it's actually higher than in many notorious foreign cities.
In fact, in 2023, I think this is kind of an interesting stat, D.C. had roughly the same murder rate as Trinidad and Tobago. The State Department tells Americans to reconsider travel to Trinidad and Tobago because of crime. It's one of the nations that they're like, eh, you shouldn't travel to. Or capital is about roughly the same murder rate.
And he says the average American may not realize just how out of control crime has become under Democratic leadership.
D.C. last year, the police, they posted on their social media, you know, tips to avoid carjacking. And it was like, drive in the middle lane. When you're driving, make sure your car doors are locked. I mean, that's dystopian. If the Capitol Police is to tell residents driving tips to avoid carjacking.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. as I step behind the pink mic for powerful and inspiring breast conversations, from prevention and diagnosis to treatment and healing. We're creating a space for education, hope, and community. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen, helping dreams turn into reality, and Swell Endeavors, supporting individuals through expert physical therapy from lymphedema. Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. What it take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
No pensé que fuera.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
This is Carl Lundabot. Join us on Friday as we welcome Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget. A lot of cases been breaking lately and a lot of things coming down the road. Also joining us, Paisano Days. It's quickly approaching, so get your Italian T-shirts and get ready to Paisano. All of this Friday, right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Quote from his statement, he said that medical schools talk about nutrition but fail to teach it. We demand immediate, measurable reforms to embed nutrition education across every stage of medical training, hold institutions accountable for progress, and equip every future physician with the tools to prevent disease, not merely to treat it with pharmaceutical and surgical fixes. And he notes that, and I'm going to quote from what he has said, at the root of this crisis is nutrition. He wrote an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal. Heart disease, diabetes, obesity, and other diet-related illnesses kill 7 out of 10 Americans and consume nearly 90% the healthcare budget that's now more than $4 trillion per year. And it is, you know, we talk about a pandemic, COVID. Well, unlike COVID, this epidemic has been accumulating over decades, hollowing out the health of our people year after year. The science is indisputable and the void is clear, but the medical profession has been reluctant to fill it. A 2022 survey in the Journal of Wellness found that medical students receive, on average, a mere 1.2 hours of formal nutrition education per year. And even among those specifically pursuing a degree in nutritional education, the figure's a paltry 2.9 hours per year. Three-fourths of U.S. medical schools have no required clinical nutrition classes. Only 14% of residency programs, that's what you go through after medical school for your postgraduate training, only 14% of residency programs have a required nutrition curriculum. And so he is announcing that, and I quote, with the support of education sector at Linda McMahon, I'm calling on medical schools, residency programs, licensing boards, and assessment and accrediting bodies to overhaul their standards. They must embed rigorous, measurable nutrition education at every stage of medical training. And the reason that he's talking about licensing boards and assessment and accrediting bodies is because one excuse that medical schools give is they say, look, we have to teach so that our doctors can pass the test so that they can become licensed. And if you look at the licensing exams, there are scant questions on nutrition, less than 1%. So why teach students during a very, very crowded medical curriculum? Medical students say it's like drinking from a fire hose, you know, 3 years of preclinical and then you go on the wards. Why teach them something that's not going to help them pass the exam to become a doctor, to become accredited in their field? And then once you're a doctor, you have to go through something called maintenance of certification. You have to periodically get reaccredited, then you take exams, but the exams cover the use of pharmaceutical drugs and surgical fixes and not nutrition. So why even bother to teach it? So it's important to change the way that we assess and accredit doctors to include things that relate to diet and lifestyle. He says the changes start with prerequisites for pre-med students and nutrition testing on the MCAT. That's the test that all pre-med students have to take to see if they get a good enough score to get into medical school. Well, there are no questions on nutrition. He says that
RFK Jr. says that accreditors must then establish new standards for preclinical nutrition education, more hours of clinical nutrition training during clerkships, and specialty-specific nutrition requirements across all residency programs. Finally, these organizations must modify their assessment frameworks by increasing nutrition content on licensing board examinations, as well as continuing education and training. Okay? It says these are reasonable science-based reforms with countless peer-reviewed articles to back them up. So it's not, you know, hocus-pocus. It's not woo-woo. This is science-based. The chronic disease epidemic is the most urgent and costly health crisis in America today, so says RFK Jr. We can't afford another decade of delay. Reforming medical education to put nutrition at its core will equip the next generation of doctors, and I might add health professionals, because we're not just talking doctors, we're talking about all the ancillary health professionals, nurses, chiropractors. Chiropractors already get pretty good nutrition grounding in that field. Osteopathic physicians and physician assistants and nurse practitioners with the tools to restore the health of our nation to make America healthy. Again, signed RFK Jr., Secretary of Health and Human Services, and I applaud that. But to underscore the problem, here's an article from last year. Fast food outlets and hospitals affiliated with U.S. medical schools, where patients and visitors and doctors and medical students actually eat, they did a survey in hospitals to find out how many of them had fast food outlets. And indeed, it turned out that 101 medical schools, that's 69%, reportedly hosted at least one fast food restaurant associated with hospitals at which students rotate. And they found that only 45 schools, that's 31%, a considerable minority, reported no fast food restaurants in any affiliated hospitals. The five most common fast food restaurants reported were Starbucks, where, yeah, you can get coffee, but you can also get all kinds of hyper-sweetened beverages and lots of baked goods. You can get Subway. You can get Chick-fil-A, you can get Au Bon Pain, or McDonald's at many hospital fast food restaurants. And when it came to surveying medical students, the majority, around 60%, either strongly or somewhat agreed with a statement that it is unacceptable for fast food restaurants to be in hospitals. So the majority of the teaching hospitals affiliated with schools have at least one fast food restaurant on site. And that could be, you know, a modest goal to at least up their game when it comes to the food that's available to doctors, patients, medical students, and visitors at hospitals. They're doing a terrible job on that. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and shortly we're going to take some of your recorded questions via 877-726-8255. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Unlock the secret of the muscadine grape, nature's antioxidant powerhouse. It's the only grape with an extra pair of chromosomes that supercharges its health benefits. It's packed with more antioxidants than blueberries, cranberries, acai, or pomegranates, and its unique genetic edge provides a rich concentration of protective phytonutrients like ellagic acid, resveratrol, quercetin, anthocyanidins, and more. Backed by 15 years of scientific research, you can harness the power of the muscadine grape with the Mighty Muscadine Supplement, supporting heart health, promoting a strong immune system, enhancing brain function, improving joint and sexual health, and aiding in a healthy inflammatory response. The Mighty Muscadine Supplement helps you age better with a science-backed, easy-to-take capsule. I've added it to my daily regimen and feel the difference that nature and an extra pair of chromosomes can make. Visit MightyMuscadine.com and use coupon code Hoffman for 15% off site-wide. That's MightyMuscadine.com, America's first grape with powerful benefits for your health.
You heard us talk about the powerful immune, supportive, and anti-aging benefits of Himalayan tartary buckwheat here on Intelligent Medicine. Himalayan tartary buckwheat is an ancient superfood that works to undo cellular stress and rejuvenate systems throughout the body. Now, Dr. Jeffrey Bland is out with a unique formulation of Himalayan tartary buckwheat called HTB Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health. HTB Rejuvenate harnesses the extraordinary benefits of Himalayan tartary buckwheat combined with other synergistic ingredients that together leave you feeling more balanced, with a stronger immune system ready to take on whatever comes your way. HTB Rejuvenate is designed to help fight oxidative stress and promote mental clarity. It's like a daily reset for your well-being. HTB Rejuvenate is available in capsules, powder, and great-tasting chocolate chews. To learn more and to order HTB Rejuvenate, just go to bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman20 for 20% off site-wide. That's bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman for HTB Rejuvenate.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. It's a holiday weekend. And good news for Intelligent Medicine listeners, savings are coming because we're going to have our annual Labor Day sale at my online full script supplement dispensary. From September 1st through 3rd, you can enjoy savings on the supplement catalog that I curated and trust during our Labor Day sale at drhoffmanstore.com. I'll be offering 10% off all products plus free shipping September 1st through 3rd. Products are carefully vetted via FullScript, never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. It's a safe, secure way to get your supplements. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for 10% off and free shipping for 3 days only, September 1st through 3rd. drhoffmanstore.com. 877-726-8255, our number. Let's take one of our recorded questions. Let's hear it.
I have a pain in my side and wondered what could be causing it. It started a year ago, had a muscle spasm. I think that's over with. This is a different thing, and it's in a different part of the side called flank pain. I was in the emergency about a week and a half ago, and they called it flank pain. They did a CT scan and said that things are normal. I went in for a cortisone shot, and Medicare said this item or service is not covered for your condition. It could be something I got a cortisone shot before and it worked. My friend thought it might be appendicitis, but the CT scan said my organs are normal. I wondered what could be done and what you would recommend that I do.
Okay, so, you know, good question. So, flank pain in medicine is synonymous with risk to the kidneys because the kidneys are located on your side. And so typically when people show up with a complaint of flank pain, they are given tests to see if there are either stones in the kidneys or perhaps even kidney cancer. And the job of doctors in evaluating flank pain is, unfortunately, just to rule out the more serious possibilities. And a CT scan is actually a pretty good way of finding out if you have appendicitis. If you have a negative CT scan, it's virtually impossible to have appendicitis. And that occurs a little bit, you know, more towards the center. A little, you know, right-sided lower abdominal pain is associated with appendicitis. So here's the problem, is that conventional medicine does a pretty good job at making sure that you're not headed to a catastrophic problem. And in the emergency room, they do their job, they evaluate you, and then they send you out. And so, yeah, you can get a cortisone shot. That's not covered by Medicare, unfortunately. That will reduce the inflammation, temporarily relieve the problem. But it doesn't get at the underlying problem. And the way to deal with flank pain, especially since much of flank pain is a problem with the core muscles that support your spine and keep you upright. And unfortunately, people don't pay enough attention to their core. And physical therapy is the right way to address chronic flank pain. And so that, I think, is not so much the concern of mainstream medicine, but what you need is a prescription for physical therapy to strengthen that core and to stretch those muscles to reduce inflammation. Yeah, you could take magnesium to reduce spasm. You could take essential fatty acids and anti-inflammatory herbs like curcumin or SPM, specific pro-resolving mediators. These are some of the things that may help. Ache Action, a supplement made by Protocol for Life Balance, also can be helpful for pain. But the mainstream, the main way to deal with it is through proper physical therapy and exercise. I'm Dr. Roland Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Scholarships limited by race, segregated graduation ceremonies in dorms, professors labeling students as oppressors based on skin color, gender, or religion. This is DEI in action, divisive, toxic, and un-American. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. dreamed of a nation where his children would be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. DEI turns that dream upside down. But there's hope. DEI is being rolled back through civil rights enforcement, federal funding cuts, and growing cultural resistance to its harm in schools, workplaces, and communities. America is strongest when united, not divided. Our universities should lead the way in bringing people together, not driving them apart. Visit campusreform.org to learn more about the fight against DEI on college campuses. Restoring Truth, Correcting Bias in Education, One Story at a Time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Aging doesn't have to mean slowing down. Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary urolithin A supplement from Timeline. MitoPure ignites mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. As we age, our cells build up damage and their ability to create energy drops. MitoPure restores your energy at the source. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of research. Boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started taking it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Imagine having the energy to tackle every challenge that comes your way. MitoPure is a game changer, so I'm excited to share that you can now get 20% off any Timeline supplement or skincare purchase, including the all-new MitoPure gummies. Just visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 20% off MitoPure. There's never been a better time to experience the benefits of MitoPure. Timeline.com/Hoffman.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
OpenPhone gives your business a smarter way to stay connected. OpenPhone lets you manage calls, texts, voicemail, and contacts all in one place so that you and your team can deliver a seamless customer experience from ring to need to take calls on the go? OpenPhone automatically transcribes, summarizes, and highlights next steps from every call, so you never miss a detail. Need insight into what closes a sale? With OpenPhone's AI call tags, you can instantly spot key topics like objections or pricing questions and use those insights to coach your team and level up every customer interaction. And yes, you can bring your existing number with you for free. Keep your team in sync and your customers happy with OpenPhone. OpenPhone. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try OpenPhone for free at openphone.com/try and get 20% off your first 6 months. That's openphone.com/try. openphone.com/try.
As veterans, life can often feel like it gives us little control, spinning us through moments of turmoil and peace, companionship and loneliness. But with each challenge, we come closer to finding our place, out of darkness and into light. When it feels like your world is moving too quickly, you're not alone. VA is standing by. Explore mental health resources and treatments for veterans at mentalhealth.va.gov.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
From Cracker Barrel rebranding to executive orders that target the burning of the U.S. flag, we're going to delve deep on all the questions that nobody else even wants to ask. Tune in for the answers at Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. I hope you're having a safe and healthy holiday weekend. Here's a story about the relationship between consumption of potatoes and diabetes. The highly vaunted
low-carb diet is a way to address the risk for type 2 diabetes and its precursor, metabolic syndrome, insulin resistance, which may lead to type 2 diabetes. But this study looks at a form of carbohydrates and its relationship to type 2 diabetes risk. It's an interesting study. A massive U.S. study revealed that there is a relationship between potatoes and diabetes. When it came to boiled, baked, and mashed potatoes, they were not associated with a substantially increased risk, according to researchers. But French fries were. Okay. They say here that potatoes contain several nutrients, including fiber, vitamin C, and magnesium, but they also have a high starch content and therefore a high glycemic index. So they've been linked to a higher risk of developing type 2 diabetes. But it's about the preparation method for potatoes. And this big study, it looked at 205,000 health professionals in studies carried out between 1984 and 2021. And participants were free of diabetes, heart disease, or cancer at the beginning of the study. And then they were followed up for 40 years, during which over 22,000 people were diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. And so they tried to find out, what was it about the potatoes? Was it the potatoes per se, or was it the preparation method? And here's what they found. They found that after adjusting for lifestyle and dietary factors related to diabetes risk, the researchers found that for every 3 weekly servings of total potato, that would include French fries, but also other types of potato, the rate of type 2 diabetes increased by 5%. Okay, that's just somewhat of an increase, but remember, that includes all forms of potatoes. And these days, where do most people get most of their potatoes? Mostly, if you look at statistics, the largest proportion of potatoes that people consume in the United States are in the form of French fries. Boiled potatoes, baked potatoes, even mashed potatoes, boring for a lot of people, right? So they eat a lot of French fries. However, for every 3 weekly servings of French fries, the rate of increased risk of type 2 diabetes increased by 20%. All right? Now, they also looked at the replacement of total potato with whole grains. If you replaced potatoes with whole grains, that lowered the risk of type 2 diabetes by 8%. Notwithstanding that whole grains contain starch and are a form of carbohydrate, but substituting baked, boiled, or mashed potatoes with whole grains lowered the rate by 4%. Replacing French fries with whole grains lowered the rate by 19%. So you see, simply getting rid of French fries can make a big difference. Replacing total potatoes or baked, boiled, or mashed potatoes with white rice, not good, was associated with an increased risk of type 2 diabetes. Now, here's a problem that I have with this study. The problem that I have with this study is that how do people consume French fries? French fries are often consumed with a lot of other junky foods, but they say that they corrected for dietary factors related to diabetes risk. They tried to do that in studies. But how do you consume French fries? Unlike whole grains, you know, if you're having like brown rice, do you pour a lot of ketchup on the brown rice? Probably not. But when you consume French fries, you often consume French fries with a lot of ketchup. Alternatively, you may consume the French fries with mayonnaise. That's kind of like European style. The Europeans like mayo on their French fries, and that's a big dollop of fat. But when it comes to ketchup, One tablespoon of ketchup has 4 grams of sugar. So for each tablespoon of ketchup that you use, you add 15 calories to the already heavy caloric load in the French fries. So, you know, no wonder French fries pack a wallop. They're also fried in oil, and oil is extremely caloric, right? So there's a lot of controversy about whether we should go back to frying French fries in lard, as was originally done. And there's problems with fried foods. There's a study, deep frying cooking oils promote high risk of metastases in breast cancer. They're abbreviated RCO, RCO, repeatedly heated cooking oils. And, you know, these oils, they can be pricey, and they're used again and again and again and again in fast food eateries until they become so gunked up that they have to be replaced. Repeatedly heated cooking oils, RCOs, produce various byproducts containing polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons and aldehydes, well known to be carcinogenic, mutagenic, and tumorigenic. And they did a study that looked at the consumption of RCOs, repeatedly heated cooking oils, and they found that there was a higher risk of breast cancer. There was a higher risk of breast cancer metastases when these were consumed. So this is a problem. They also looked at the effects of different types of frying oils, and they found that the dangers of these oils were related to their unsaturated fatty acid content. The oils that are more polyunsaturated include corn oil and also various types of liquid oils, so-called vegetable oils. The ones that were less saturated, the ones that were more saturated, turned out to be better. Palm oil, peanut oil, to some extent soybean oil. But when it comes to saturation, you've got safflower oil, you've got corn oil. The so-called cheaper oils are the ones that are more problematic. And they found that compared with other frying oils, soybean oil produced relatively low amounts of harmful substances and had less negative impact on quality of fried products. So there's this big seed oil controversy, and a lot of people were saying we got to get rid of seed oils, and in fact, RFK Jr. has come down in favor of replacing seed oils with good old-fashioned lard. But there are problems, too, associated with lard. So maybe that's not the answer. Here's a study. Auto-oxidation of cholesterol in tallows, like beef tallow or bacon rind oil, heated under deep-frying conditions. And what they found was samples of beef tallow were taken from deep-fat fryers while they were in use. Of the original cholesterol, 25% was destroyed during cooking and partly transformed into, this is a mouthful, 3-beta-5-6-beta-trihydroxy-5-alpha-cholestane, 7-alpha-hydroxy-7-beta-hydroxy-7-oxocholesterol, and 7-oxocholesterol-3-5-diene, as well as cholesterol epoxides, all of which are highly toxic. So frying comes with certain hazards. Deep frying is problematic. So it's not simply a matter of adding calories from fat. It's also the deleterious effects on your organs and cells of some of these oils. This item, One of the topics I'm asked about frequently these days is men's health. And there, it turns out that men are taking it on the chin when it comes to their health needs. Are there quality supplements that men can add to their daily routine that help address some of these concerns? Well, I'm happy to report the Protocol for Life Balance has come to the rescue with a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, as usual for them, including a unique suite of supplements for men's specific health needs. There's Virility for Men, Raw Maca, Prostate B, and Ortho Multi for Men. Virility for Men supports endocrine function. Raw Maca supports healthy sexual function. Prostate B provides targeted nutritional antioxidant support for the prostate, and Ortho Multi for Men is a comprehensive formula that delivers balanced nutrition for the support of optimal wellness and vitality. We're about to do a podcast on the subject with Neil Levin from Protocol for Life Balance, so listen for that podcast on men's health. For more information to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements. All right, 877-726-8255 is our number. And I believe coming up, we have a question about how to minimize the side effects of blood pressure medication. It's a sad truth that for people over 50, virtually the majority of people are taking blood pressure medication. Is it overkill? There's new guidelines from the American Heart Association for early treatment of not just high blood pressure, but borderline blood pressure. Is it warranted, and are there alternatives? When we return, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Has your digestive health been striking out due to poor food choices, medications, stress, and other lifestyle issues? This season, hit a home run for your digestive health with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live probiotic encapsulated in small, easy-to-swallow capsules that delivers Dr. O'Hara's signature blend of pre, pro, and postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning formula contains a prebiotic blend of fruits and vegetables, which are naturally fermented with 13 strains of live probiotic bacteria for a minimum of 3 years. The result? Dr. O'Hara's game-changing postbiotic metabolites, which are key to supporting long-term digestive, immune, and cognitive function. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, an all-star formulation and the best probiotic on the market today for overall digestive health and wellness. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, available at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
One of the topics I'm asked about frequently these days is men's health. Are there quality supplements that men can add to their daily routine that help address some of these questions? I'm happy to report that Protocol for Life Balance has come to the rescue. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a unique suite of supplements for men's specific health needs. Virility for Men, Raw Maca, Prostate B, and Ortho Multi for Men. Virility for Men supports endocrine function. Raw Maca supports healthy sexual function. Prostate B provides targeted nutritional and antioxidant support for the prostate. And Ortho Multi for Men is a comprehensive formula that delivers balanced nutrition for the support of optimal wellness and vitality. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You gotta step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking, for us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Go to the dance, make a love, get down the This is Linda Bott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
I think I kind of had like a victim mentality when I was younger. And ever since, like, after high school, I've just been trying to destroy that instinct.
We spoke prior to the show, and if I remember correctly, you're pretty strong and pretty directed as long as you're interested in something. Am I right about that?
Mm-hmm. 100%.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, Work Ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
When we talk about Gen Z, didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which, by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255, and we got a question. Let's hear it.
How to minimize BP tablet medication side effects?
Okay, well, yes, there are side effects associated with blood pressure medications. You can have, in some cases, they may cause some degree of fatigue. If you overshoot the mark, you can have lightheadedness. Generally, people taking blood pressure medications report a bit of a slowing down. And if you take diuretics, well, you take them and then sometimes you have to wake up at night to pee a lot. And that's not great for your overall well-being. And sleep deprivation or sleep interruption can actually make the blood pressure worse. So, you know, how do you minimize the side effects? Well, one of the ways to minimize the side effects is to be sparing about the use of blood pressure medication and to use natural methods to avoid requiring blood pressure medication. But they've actually changed the guidelines on this. There are new U.S. hypertension guidelines, the first since 2017, and they keep moving the goalposts. The history of this is that in 2017, the guidelines made waves by dropping the recommended level from 140, that's the systolic blood pressure, that's the first number. So your blood pressure is 140 over 80. They then dropped the recommended level to 130 based on a study called SPRINT. And that threshold remains, but some studies have now suggested that patients can benefit from even lower levels. So doctors may become even more aggressive, targeting 120 as the ideal blood pressure. And that's based on evidence that there is certainly a higher risk of heart disease and stroke associated with high blood pressure. You know, if you don't treat high blood pressure, you can develop congestive heart failure. Heart muscle just gets tired. It gets worn out. and you develop congestive heart failure. Also, certainly a higher risk of stroke with high blood pressure. But the new think on this is that even borderline high blood pressure can increase the risk for cognitive dysfunction and dementia. So there's going to be a push for more aggressive blood pressure lowering. But the new guidelines actually emphasize lifestyle, reduce sodium, either no alcohol or minimize your alcohol intake, manage stress with exercise, meditation, breathing control, yoga, reduce your body weight by 5%. If you do so, a lot of people can get off blood pressure medication. 5% body weight reduction for a 200-pound individual is just a 10-pound weight loss. Follow a healthy diet. Increase physical activity. Yeah, that's going to help your blood pressure. And make sure you monitor your blood pressure at home because you might have white coat hypertension and that reading might be spurious in the doctor's office. Things, natural things that can help to lower blood pressure, magnesium, coenzyme Q10, fish oil may be helpful for lowering blood pressure. One of our sponsors makes chiolic aged garlic extract, which has been shown to lower blood pressure. And a secret, too, is new study, and this is building on information that has been around for a long time, beetroot juice's blood pressure secret. Well, it turns out a study from the University of Exeter in England found that regular consumption of beetroot juice may help lower blood pressure in adults over 60. How, by how much? A 7-point drop in their systolic blood pressure. So that can make all the difference in the world between a blood pressure that induces your doctor to want to pull the trigger and give you a medication that can make you feel tired or debilitate you versus control of blood pressure with natural lifestyle measures. For those who find the taste of beetroot juice grody, there are beetroot supplements, nitric oxide supplements. Other foods rich in nitrates include spinach, arugula, which I consume daily in a salad, fennel, celery, kale. They may provide similar benefits. So, yeah, there are some workarounds for high blood pressure. All right, 877-726-8255 as we head towards Labor Day. Remember that Labor Day sale, savings coming from September 1st through 3rd. You can enjoy savings on my full script supplement dispensary. You can access it at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com for 10% off and free shipping for 3 days only, September 1st through 3rd, drhoffmanstore.com. You can find, you know, some of the supplements we mentioned here, such as beetroot supplements available there. And you can sometimes avert being placed on blood pressure medication. 877-726-8255, our number. When we return, coming up next hour, we're going to take a look at a fascinating study that looks at natural ways to slow cognitive decline. It's pretty clear now that lifestyle and diet, exercise, sleep, stress reduction have a big impact on your likelihood of developing cognitive decline in Alzheimer's. We'll take up those studies when we return. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
A big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take is Plus CBD from CB Sciences, which has now introduced extra strength versions to their wellness blends, CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. These extra support products combine the everyday wellness benefits of THC-free CBD with well-studied effective ingredients offering non-habit-forming options for natural sleep sleep and relaxation support. Extra Support CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothes irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment. Extra Support CBD Sleep aids occasional sleeplessness so you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for PlusCBD's new Extra Support Sleep and Calm Wellness Blends.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. Plans to beef up federal intervention in the Windy City.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem has confirmed that the Trump administration will soon expand immigration operations in Chicago, the nation's third largest city, as President Donald Trump continues to lash out at the state's Democratic leadership. Trump lashed out against the state's governor, warning him that he must straighten out Chicago's crime problems quickly or, quote, we're coming. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A U.S. judge Sunday blocking the government from deporting Guatemalan kids who had crossed the border without families. Judge ruling after their lawyer said the youngsters were loaded onto planes overnight. But government lawyers maintain the children are not being deported, but rather just being reunited with parents and or guardians. In Copenhagen over the weekend, Danish leaders saying that American and European representatives must keep the pressure on Russian President Vladimir Putin. Danish Foreign Minister Lars Løkke Rasmussen.
I think everybody agree that it's very clear that Putin is trying to buy time and divert attention from the massive and brutal attacks on Ukraine. He must not succeed. And the only language he understands is that of hard pressure.
In the Middle East, the Israeli military saying Sunday it has killed the longtime spokesman for Hamas. The announcement coming as the country's security cabinet met to discuss the expanding offensive against the terrorist group. An official says there were no plans to discuss negotiations for a ceasefire. Israel has killed many of the Hamas military and political leaders as it attempts to dismantle the group's capacity and prevent an attack like the one that sparked the war. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Summer is all about making great memories. Boy, I love getting out on the boat. I admit that one of my little joys in life is to get on a boat and ride around on Tampa Bay. But if you're living with pain, those future memories can be stolen from you. Here's a thought. Try Relief Factor. Let's see if we can get you out of pain. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement designed to help your body fight pain. It's a doctor-developed formula made of natural ingredients. The best part of all, Relief Factor never masks the pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it for good. Whether it's doing what I do, whether it's kayaking on a lake, running around with the little ones, or just chilling in the hammock with a good book, Relief Factor can help you feel better, move better, and do more of the things you love all summer long. So if you're ready to reclaim your summer and make some amazing memories, head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Do it now and get their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That number again, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
A bookmaker has been sentenced to prison. Here's Gethin Kulbaugh.
A Southern California bookmaker who took thousands of sports bets from the former interpreter for baseball star Shohei Ohtani was sentenced to just over a year in prison. Matthew Boyer had pleaded guilty 1 year ago to running an illegal gambling business, money laundering, and filing a false tax return. He was sentenced Friday to 12 months and 1 day in prison. He will later be subjected to 2 years of supervised release. He was also ordered to pay $1.6 million in restitution to the IRS, which his lawyer said he's already paid. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
A multi-vehicle crash in East Texas over the weekend, leaving 17 people injured, shut down a major interstate for a number of hours. Officials say that accident involved two different tractor-trailer rigs and six passenger vehicles. Breaking news and analysis, Town Hall. Well, the Trump administration has issued a warning to states about gender ideology content in their sex education materials. Andrew Gradison is with the Administration for Children and Families at HHS.
We put 40 states on notice after reviewing their materials and said, if you don't correct these materials, if you don't fix this curriculum and take out the ideological bent that's poisoning the next generation's minds, then you're going to lose your federal funding.
And he adds the Trump administration is threatening to strip literally millions of dollars in the federal grant funding.
We reviewed all the curriculum that's being used by the states, and what we found is that these materials aren't either medically accurate or age appropriate. They're ideological. They teach children as young as kindergarten in some states that boys can be girls and girls can be boys.
Gradison was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. More on these stories at townhall.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we begin this time with an Oscar-winning leading lady in an exciting offering of suspense. Then later continue the Flight 6 matter, a yours truly Johnny Dollar storyline starring Bob Bailey. In addition to the movie star who will be mentioned in just a moment, the suspense broadcast also features Joseph Kearns as Barbara's father, with Jeanette Nolan as the old lady. And it's from October 20th, 1952.
Autolite and its 98,000 dealers bring you Miss Ann Baxter in tonight's presentation of Suspense. Tonight, Autolite recreates a classic tale as, with song and story, we tell of the death of Barbara Allen, our star, Miss Ann Baxter.
In Scarlet Town, where I was born, there was a fair maid dwelling, made every youth cry well-a-day, and her name was Barbara Allen.
His voice was on the wind, calling, calling to me, and the surface of the west of me into the east, and the sounds of the night sea were all around. And on the finger of Strand, I waited for him. For my love as he rode to me. And the stars swung across the moon, and the wind rose from the night as he rode to me. As he came to me.
I thought you wouldn't be here, Barbara Allen.
And where else would I be on such a night?
Home, perhaps, where it's warm.
Ah.
And the young men of Scarlet Town to knock on your door. Not here, where the sea rises and the moon is cold.
Where I meet my love.
But there's a storm coming.
Let it.
The storm and the tides will drown this strand.
And we would drown.
Yes.
We would drown, Will. And you would live no longer than I, and I no longer than you. Our love would die at once on a storm.
Why do you talk of death?
Oh, I talk of love.
And I do. And there's no death in it.
No, Will.
Only this.
Will.
Fair Barbara Allen. Wild Barbara Allen. Ride with me.
Yes.
They rode on a stallion black. The sea it was a swelling. And dark, dark clouds, a shadow lay on the lips of Barbara Allen. Then Willie held her oh so close, and he kissed her lips a-trembling, then kissed again in fond adieu, and took her to
kitchen. Sean's here. He's been waiting.
Hello, Barbara Allen. I'll get you some tea.
No. Oh,
the pillow in back of me slid down, Barbara Allen. Fix it. Where you been?
On the strand.
With Will.
With Will.
Sean's been waiting. You knew he was going to be here.
I've been sitting with your father, waiting. Doing the things you should be doing. Or you meet Will on the strand.
Ah, he can do for himself. Drink your tea, Father.
I like whiskey in it.
Here. Drink, old man.
I like whiskey in it because whiskey keeps the warm down. It's a cold house. It's a season of storm, and I have a daughter who's never home.
Ah, Father.
The warmth of my daughter is for a sailor named Will.
Father.
And my house is cold.
He'll need a pillow for his chair, Barbara Allen.
He can do for himself. He can do whatever he needs for himself. He sits there and rocks and remembers the time when he had a wife to do for him. Do everything but walk for him.
My house is cold.
Oh, listen to him.
Barbara Allen?
Yes, Sean.
Will is a sailor.
Yes.
With a small boat.
Yes.
And a narrow life.
You couldn't know.
I know. And one day he'll say goodbye to you and sail his small boat. And that will be the day when the sea will throw him back to you. Wrapped in kelp. And drowned.
And what of you, Sean? Shopkeeper, Sean. Seller of pots and fish hooks and whiskey, Sean. Should I love you, Sean?
Yes.
Cold.
And what will you make of me? One like him who sits in a rocker and remembers.
You love Will. How many others love Willie the sailor? And how many does he love?
No one.
There's a girl. You've seen her, Barbara Allen. She's new to Scarlet Town. Her name is Moya. And she drinks wine with Will. They whisper and laugh together.
Get out of here,
they
Sean.
They say when Will leaves you, he goes to her.
You lie.
And if I'm not lying, if he hurts you, Barbara Allen, I'll kill him.
Get out of here, Sean.
I would. I'd kill him.
And later I could still hear my father rocking and the sounds of his remembrance. For me, it was a night of no sleep. I lay there in my bed, and outside were fitful squalls of rain. It began and stopped and began again. Outside was surf that eddied in the rocks and mist and choke and tangle of kelp flung against the strand. And Will's face and his words and the words of Sean. And the sudden blaze of light across my bed. The night careened against the sea. And then the night was still. Then it was morning. I got up and dressed, walked through the room where my father was, still sleeping in his chair. The beach had been pitted by the rain when I walked it. The dune grass was green and shining. The wind held, stung the sand against my legs. And down the curve of the beach, near the end of it, Will's boat. The sail on it to be mended. For me to mend. For Will. What are you doing on Will's boat?
It's where I belong now. On Will's boat. To mend his nets and the sails.
Will sent you here?
He left me here.
I know who you are. You're Moya. You wear a silk dress in the morning to mend a net. Here, this is a net. Mend it. Let me watch what you'll do with it.
He will teach me when he returns.
When did you see Will?
I saw him.
When?
When I was with him. When he told me to stay here, and today we would go sailing together.
Sailing? Where? Why?
To some place. This coast is new to me. Will wants me to know it.
What other places has he shown you?
Scarlet Town and what's around it.
You've ridden with him?
On his black horse.
Ridden the strand? At night?
Yes.
The ruined church at the end of it?
Yes. All of these things.
Where is Will?
We sail today. Will's in Scarlet Town. He's buying things for the sailing. Wine
and Sean's.
What?
Will is at Sean's. And he'll stay there. He won't sail with you.
Across the dunes, oh, she did run. The wind with her sighing, and as she ran, the more she grieved, until she burst out crying. When she came down to Scarlet Town, the street with crowd was filling. When they saw her, they stepped aside.
Barbara Allen, in Sean's place.
Why is there a crowd, Mr. Enoch?
In Sean's place. Will's in there.
What happened?
I was in there. Will was buying things of Sean. Will was laughing. He broke open a bottle of wine. He made a toast.
A toast? A toast? To whom?
To the ladies all around.
Moya?
To her.
And what happened?
There was talk. Then Will had a knife in his hand. And Sean did too.
There was a fight.
Will's in there, Barbara, and he's lying on the floor. He called your name.
Hello, Will.
I'm dying, Barbara Allen.
What did you say, Will?
I'm dying.
Die.
We're right in the middle of an episode of Suspense. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Jahnke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
And now let's get back to Suspense on When Radio Was.
Autolite is bringing you Miss Ann Baxter in The Death of Barbara Allen. Tonight's presentation in radio's outstanding theater of thrills, Suspense.
In Scarlet Town, where I was born, twilight was fallen on William Green, old Bedford lay. No grief from Barbara Allen.
They carried Will to the edge of the Strand, the people's Scarlet Town, and I was not there. They opened the earth of the old churchyard and they scattered the earth over the body of Will. And I was not there. I walked the sands of Scarlet Shore, and I cursed the grave that held him.
Is that you, Barbara Allen?
What do you want, old woman?
Is that you, Barbara Allen? I'm old and I can't see so good, especially with the mist so heavy and drifting like they do.
What do you want?
Oh, give me some of the driftwood you're gathering. I'm an old woman, and when I bend for the wood, the sea snatches it from my hand.
Take what I have, there's more.
And let me walk with you and fill my apron for me.
All right.
Your Will is dead.
He's dead.
They're burying him. The whole town is there. You're not there, Barbara Allen.
And you're not there, old woman.
I buried three sons on that strand in the churchyard at the end of it. Never do I want to be on that strip of land again.
Nor I.
But you will. And I. Your death place is there, and mine, and all of us of Scarlet Town. The earth covers us in summer, and the sea in winter and storm. Give me that piece of wood from my apron.
Take it.
You met Will there on the strand, didn't you, Barbara Allen? It's a place of love and death. That Will was handsome. Listen to me, old woman. Walk with me and beg my driftwood and I'll give it to you. But don't talk to me, Will. And why not? He died for the love of you. For the love of me and one called Moya. And the rest of the ladies all around. For the love of you, I was there in Sean's place touching the bolts of driftwood. And close, I heard what happened, all of it.
For the love of me.
Sean spoke your name lightly in a teasing way. And he leaned over with a smile and whispered a question in Will's ear. Then in Will's hand was a knife because of what Sean had asked.
You lie, old woman.
It's how Will died. For the love of you, I swear it on the graves of my three sons who lie dead.
For the love of me. Not for the one called Moya.
Her of the silk dress who paid Will to take her sailing.
Paid him?
This I heard, too, when the toasts were drunk in Sean's place. Gave him money to take her sailing. Will spoke her name lightly and laughed when he told us of it. Oh, fetch me that piece of wood there, Barbara Allen. And my apron will be full.
And then she left me, the old woman did. And for an hour, I walked the beach gathering driftwood for my house. And all the while, the bell of the ruined church tolled for Will. For the death of Will. For my true love, for Will. Night came swiftly with the rain, and the moon fell behind something black in the sky, and it stayed there. The sea was vast. It rolled in and broke, and the end of it was chill against my feet. Far away, the file of mourners' lights as they walked homeward. And I went home, too, and made a fire, waited till the sound of my father's returning. The funeral was over. The dead had been buried. My father asked for his tea with whiskey in it. I gave it to him. I left. I went to a place. Sean's place.
Barbara Allen. The storm outside, you're drenched.
Take my coat, Sean.
Yes.
You killed Will.
It was a fair fight.
You killed him with a knife.
In my belt.
You'll hang for it.
No, it was a fair fight. According to the law of Scarlet Town, he could have killed me. I'm alive, he's dead, no one will hang.
Oh, I'm glad. I was worried for you.
Barbara Allen.
No. No, wait. Tell me about it.
About what?
The fight. How you killed Will.
Will was your love and you want to know how he died?
Will is dead and I can't grieve. Tell me why, Sean.
I'll make you happy.
Yes. Tell me how you killed Will.
Will was a sailor, but he was clumsy with a knife. And when I drew mine, and we faced each other, and we circled, I could tell it. Heavy-footed and awkward. And when he rushed me, I stepped aside. And he fell. And everybody laughed. And I let him get up. And somehow he closed with me. And cut me. Here, on my arm.
Oh, show me. Oh, poor Sean.
We bent back over the counter. The two of us struggling. And I looked into his face. And I saw a thing. Fright. Willie the sailor was scared. And I put my hand up. Up, Barbara Allen. Oh, you should have seen it. His face when the knife went into him.
That knife? In your belt?
Yes.
I want to see it. Put it there on the table where I can look at it. Sean.
Yes?
What else will you do for me?
What?
There's a storm outside and I came to you. What will you do for me now?
Love you.
How?
With fine things, Barbara Allen. With silk for my shelves. Whatever you want. This one. This bolt of silk. Or this one. Or this one. Which one, Barbara Allen? Which one? They're at your feet. Whatever you want. And listen. I have these too. Mirrors. And these. Buttons of shell. And these. Combs of mother of pearl. For your hair, Barbara Allen.
Sean.
For your hair.
And you will love me forever, Sean?
For as long as I live.
Tell me again.
For as long as I live.
Yes.
You.
With the knife you killed Will, I killed you. Something happened, Father.
You left me alone again. Fire's gone out.
I went to Sean.
Fire's gone out.
And I killed him.
The sea spilled over the churchyard. And the dead will drown. The dead in the old graves. And the dead in the new graves. Will.
That's why I killed Sean, Father. Because of Will.
His grave will sink beneath the sea. And the storm will wash over him. Lonely.
Don't you hear what I'm saying, Father? I killed Sean.
Will is dead.
I killed Sean.
And your life is over.
Yes.
Like mine. Sit with me, Barbara Allen.
Yes. And I sat with him at his feet while he rocked. He remembered. And I remembered. And once my father got up, walked to the fire and threw on wood, sat down again, rocked. And I remembered. Will. The grief came and the tears. Will, the tears. His grave would sink beneath the sea.
I'll make your bed, Barbara.
All right.
See, you killed Sean.
I did.
Look through the window.
Oh, the light.
The people from Scarlet Town are coming after you.
Oh, they'll hang me for what I did.
Your love lies on the strand. He sleeps on the strand. Your love is lonely.
I ran to where my love was, where Will was, down to the beach, onto the strand, and they followed me, the lights of the people from Scarlet Town, and their voices on the howling wind. And I ran down the strand, where the black sea was covering it, and they followed me, their voices, and the bell on the wind, and their voices on the wind. I ran, and fell, and ran again, where my love lay lonely. The Will in his grave. In the churchyard I found him. And no longer was he lonely.
And the rose wrapped round the briar.
And now we bring back to our suspense microphone Miss Ann Baxter. Miss Baxter, we of Autolite would like to thank you for another magnificent performance and to announce to our listeners that you have won the first annual Golden Mike Award for the best feminine performance of the past year on suspense. And here, Anne, is your handsome golden mic to add to the Baxter Trophy Kit.
Thank you, Harlow. It's beautiful. And thanks to Autolite. I'd also like to thank the wonderful group of suspense players who worked with me, especially Joseph Kearns and Jeanette Nolan, who have also won golden mics for the best supporting performances on suspense. Thank you for all of us, and good night.
Suspense was produced and directed by Elliot Lewis, with music written by Lucian Horowitz and conducted by Lud Gluskin. The Death of Barbara Allen was written for Suspense by Morton Fine and David Friedkin. In tonight's story, Jeanette Nolan was heard as the old lady, Joseph Kearns as Barbara's father. Featured in the cast were Harry Bartell, William Conrad, Louise Lewis, and Eunice Matthews.
Anne Baxter is soon to be seen in Alfred Hitchcock's I Confess.
And remember, next week on Suspense, Mr. Cornell Wilde in Alan in Wonderland.
The Death of Barbara Allen from October 20th, 1952. I'm Greg Bell, and coming up next on Win Radio Was, we continue the five-part Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline, The Flight 6 Matter. We're up to the penultimate installment, and it begins right after this.
The fog is thick, the atmosphere is heavy, and the game's afoot once again.
I was wondering what to do when a covered van drove up with two men in it. They took something out of the van and carried it up the steps to the hall door. Mr. Holmes, it was a coffin.
World-famous consulting detective Sherlock Holmes and his trusted aide Dr. Watson roam the streets of Victorian London in search of clues to unlock each thrilling mystery in Radio Spirit's 8-CD collection, The Classic Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, The Red Circle, and Other Mysteries.
Who has it, Watson? Why is it held back? That's the question that beats in my brain like a hammer.
Well, perhaps this mad wife of his carried it off with her. It could be in her house in Paris even now.
Yeah, but how could we search for it without the French police having their suspicions aroused? It's a case where the law is as dangerous to us as the criminals. Every man's hand is against us, and the interests at stake are colossal.
These 16 immortal adventures are adapted from the original stories by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle and produced by Jim French.
Do you really think the regular forces will be there in time?
If I did, Watson, we'd still be at Baker Street. The situation strikes me as so desperate that the most extreme measures are justified. We are, as usual, the irregulars, and we must make our own line of action.
Find out who done it in Radio Spirit's The Classic Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, The Red Circle, and Other Mysteries. For a limited time, it's half price. Pay just $15.98. So go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 now and use offer code CLASSIC77 to save 50%.
You seem to have powers that are hardly human, Mr. Holmes.
This half-price offer will soon vanish into the London fog. So get The Classic Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, The Red Circle, and Other Mysteries today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code CLASSIC77. This offer is available for limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Education is one of the keys to your organization's cybersecurity solution. And one way your colleagues can learn about cyber threats is through phishing exercises. I'm not talking about a rod and reel here. I'm referring to preventing email cybercrime.
Phishing exercises is the simulation of what a phishing email would be like, except rather than it going to someplace negative, it is staying within a controlled system where we can measure the behavior of employees.
That's Michael Castro, CEO of RiskAware, experts in cybersecurity.
Phishing training, when done regularly, is an effective tool for organizations of all sizes to help their employees see in real life what a phishing email would look like and be able to react properly.
Get your staff up to speed. RiskAware.io is the place to start.
That was your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was in the continuation of another Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline. It's the Flight 6 matter, which originally played out over five consecutive weeknights in late January and early February of 1956. Time now for part 4.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
Inspector Marklin's office. Gino Romero.
Oh, Gino. What did you find out? Did you locate any of them? Beneficiaries of the crash of Flight 6?
Si, senor. It was an affair most simple. A matter of making a telephone call to the airport.
Then they've left Mexico City.
Si, senor. The Senorita Marvel Terrence has taken the 10 o'clock plane this morning to Acapulco.
Oh.
Senor Blakely has taken the 11:30 plane to Acapulco. Senor Ramon de Lagos has taken the 2 o'clock...
plane to Acapulco. And what about Don Serrano?
Oh, with him, he's different. At 2:45, he's departed from Mexico City in a special charter plane.
Look, Gino, is there another flight to Acapulco this afternoon?
But of course, at 4:30. Already I have 2 reservations.
Good, I'll meet you at the airport. What's the flight number? Gino.
I'm scared to think of it. This one is also called Flight 6.
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account. America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. From Special Investigator Johnny Dollar, location Mexico City, to the Home Office, Guaranteed Transport Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut. Assignment, the Flight 6 matter. Expense account continued. Item 9, $63.45, incidentals in Mexico City and plane fare to Acapulco. One more of the sharp contrast of Mexico. We left the stiff formality of the city behind us, the cool thin air of the high plateau, and 50 minutes later we stepped off the plane and into the steaming heat of the tropics. Barefoot tourists in shorts and barefoot natives in white cotton dungarees. Soft brown skins and flashing teeth. Mangoes, papayas, and the heady scent of tropical flowers. Blue sky, blue Pacific, and a burning sun. And a bay so bright and beautiful it breaks your heart. Acapulco. Gino Romero of the Department of Civil Air Transport knew his way around. So I waited for him while he checked his contacts, airport police, custom agents, limousine drivers. And in a few minutes, he'd made his rounds and rejoined me in front of the terminal.
It is an affair more simple, senor. A merely matter of ask the question and listen to the answer.
What did you find out, Gino?
The Senorita Miss Terns is there at the Hotel Los Flamingos.
So?
Senor Blakely is also stay there. Ramon de Lagos is go to the Hotel Caleta. And Don Serrano is stay at the Club de Pesca. So you see?
Yeah, I see. All right, Gino, let's get going.
And where we are going is to the...
We'll put up at the Los Flamingos.
That is what I expect. Oh, she's very beautiful, senor.
True, but there are even better reasons for staying there.
¿Qué dice?
Well, in some way, I mean, I'm not sure how. I think this whole thing centers right around Marvel Terrence.
You think it's possible she's guilty of the crash of the Flight 6 to collect the insurance?
Maybe. Or she might have been used. Or maybe... Oh, I don't know, Gino. But it's about time we found out. Expense account, item 10, $1.50. Limousine fare from the airport to the hotel. The Flamingos is built on a point near the far end of the peninsula, set on a headland high above the white smother of surf below. And there, just before dusk, with the western sky a yellow blaze of glory beyond the far rim of the Pacific, I found her. She was sitting on the open terrace by the edge of the cliff. And once again, she was alone.
Sit down, Johnny.
Thanks.
I suppose I should be surprised, but I'm not, really. I guess I rather expected you.
Well, then wasn't it a waste of time to run away from Mexico City?
I've always run away, I guess.
Now, most of the time, I imagine you've been followed.
Or maybe I wanted to face you here, where it's so beautiful. Or perhaps you'd be able to understand me a little better.
Is that what you want, Marvel? To be understood?
Doesn't every woman?
I thought it was more often the man. And usually it's his wife who doesn't understand him, isn't it?
I see this isn't going to be just a social chat.
Oh, I doubt if it could ever be just a social chat. Not with you. You got too much impact for that.
A compliment?
That's a fact.
There's no place else in the world with sunsets like the ones here. Every evening. It's like there's another land way off there in the west. It's a strange, bright, golden land. And it keeps calling, coaxing.
Only in a little while, it'll disappear. And everything will be dark off there in the west.
Maybe you do understand me, Johnny. Maybe that's why I'm half afraid of you. Another reason I ran, maybe. I can be a fool, easy. Sort of hereditary defect, you might say.
Well, that's a common affliction. Rarely fatal.
Rarely doesn't help. Once is enough. You know something? When I die, I want to be buried up there in the middle of the sunset.
It'd be kind of lonely, wouldn't it?
I think I've always been lonely. Do you know I haven't a single living relative in the world? Not one. I was 14 when my parents were killed in an auto accident. I stayed in a boarding school, and the bank handled the estate. When I was 21, they turned it over to me. And since then, I've... I guess that's not what you want to know, though, is it?
Not exactly. Want to tell me about it, Marvel?
No. As a matter of fact, I don't. I don't even want to think about it.
It would be better if you would.
For whom? For me? I doubt it. I feel dirty, Johnny. Telling wouldn't change that.
It might.
Anything I'd tell you would be only suspicion, not fact.
Wouldn't?
Unless, of course, you're expecting a confession.
Do you have one to make?
No.
But you know who caused Flight 6 to blow up and why, don't you?
No. I can make a guess, that's all.
Like to tell me that guess?
You'll find out soon enough, Johnny, and I'd rather it didn't come from me.
11 people have died, Marvel.
I know.
10 on the plane that crashed, and the baggage handler who was murdered later, and
whoever... You don't have to remind me of it. I couldn't forget it if I wanted to. I told you how I felt, and I'll drop it, Johnny.
All right.
I didn't know. That's all I can claim. I just didn't know.
What do you mean?
Nothing. Look. It's dark out there now. And sunset's gone.
There's always another one.
I wonder.
Have you ever met Don Serrano, brother-in-law of Ramon de Lagos?
No, but he was pointed out to me.
Did you see him at the airport the night Flight 6 was blown up?
I don't remember. I don't think so.
Did you see Ramon?
No.
Did he know you'd canceled your reservation that night?
He didn't even know I had one.
Have Ramon and Bill Blakely ever met?
Yes, they met. And detested each other on sight.
Well, that's understandable in view of the circumstances.
Oh, I guess, but... why are people like they are?
Did you arrange for Blakely to follow you here?
I didn't tell anybody I was coming.
And he was a good guesser. So was Ramon and Don Serrano.
I know. They're all here. Why? They don't even know me. They don't want to know me. Not in any real way, but they're here.
Oh, yeah, they're here. And I think you ought to tell me what you know, Marvel.
Tomorrow, maybe. Not tonight. Let me have just one night, Johnny.
All right.
Take me to dinner. Dance with me. Laugh with me. Give me just one evening. Will you, Johnny?
Sure. And thank my lucky star for the chance.
You're sweet. I'm saying it now. Without any strings. No matter how things work out, I'll still mean it. You're a sweet guy, Johnny. Give me time to change.
Time to take a short break on this Johnny Dollar episode. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hey, this is Pat Karch. This year, I am the top Italian for Paisano Days 2025. Join us at Paisano Days. It's a great, fun-filled 2 days. Bocce. Yep, bocce live. And spaghetti dinner. And all kinds of great Italian sausages, hot dogs, cannoli, ice cream, beer, and wine. For 2 days, join us down at South City Park on Friday, September 12th and Saturday, September 13th. For more information, call me at 530-510-1903. Paisano Days.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, those townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Let's get back to Bob Bailey starring in Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar on WIN Radio 1.
I went to my room and made 2 phone calls while I waited for her. The operator at the Club de Pesca informed me that Don Serrano was not in. The clerk at the Hotel Caleta said the same thing about Ramon de Lagos. I didn't leave my name with either of them. Bill Blakely was staying in room 23, a few doors on down the terrace, so I decided to go have a talk with him before I went out to dinner with Marvel Terrence. But as it happened, I didn't have to go to that much trouble. Yeah, who is it?
Blakely, I'd like to talk to you.
Come on in.
Do you always cover your visitors with a gun?
Only when I spot them listening outside my door.
I don't know.
I saw your shadow against the shutter there. You've been standing outside for the last 5 minutes, Blakely. You listened to me make a couple of phone calls. Did you learn anything you wanted to know?
Dollar, suppose you were suspected of sabotaging an airliner and killing 10 people. Wouldn't you want to know what kind of a case was being built up against you?
What makes you think you're under suspicion, Blakely?
I know I am. Ed Palmer and Jim Rourke were my partners. When they died on that plane, I became sole owner of the firm. There's the motive. I've got a warehouse full of dynamite in Mexico City. There's the method.
I can go even farther than that.
What do you mean?
You mentioned one motive. Why didn't you mention the other one?
What other one?
Marvel Terrence. That crash not only eliminated a pair of business partners, it wiped out a couple of rivals.
Just one thing wrong with that, Dollar. Marvel had a reservation on that plane herself. She only decided at the last minute not to go. I wouldn't have been gaining much if I'd killed her along with my rivals, as you call them.
Uh-huh. Maybe that's why you cornered her at the airport and argued her out of going.
Yes, I did talk her out of the trip. But not because I'd planted an explosive on board.
How do you feel about her, Blakely?
I'd give my left arm. It wouldn't do any good. I'm just not the guy. I never have been and never will be. Maybe you are. She says she's having dinner with you tonight.
That's right. She is.
How do you feel about her, Dollar?
I don't know. Expense account item 11, $26.40. Taxis, dinner, drinks, and dancing for two. The Copacabana with its blue lights and the surf right at your feet and a million stars low enough to touch. The warm water of the bay lapping softly at the pilings. The Las Americas, the Casablanca, music, champagne, and a tropic night. And then finally, much later.
Good night, Johnny, and thank you.
Tonight, for the first time I can remember, I wasn't alone.
And then, only an hour after, when I was waking out of a sound sleep...
Daddy! Senor Dollar.
Right with you, Gino. What was it?
It's a senorita, I think.
She's a number eight. Come on. But she wasn't a number eight. Her door was standing open and the room was empty. We searched the terrace out toward the edge of the cliff where I talked with her at sunset. We saw the broken section of railing and found one of her slippers and a pack of her cigarettes lying nearby. In pitch darkness, we slid and scrambled down the steep path to the beach. And there, by the edge of the surf, we found her. The warm foam reached out for her, as though to carry her away to that last sunset she'd loved so much. She looked very beautiful, but very much alone. As alone and as lonely as death.
Now, here's our star to tell you about the final intriguing episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, a desperate killer is cornered and strikes back in a deadly counterattack. Final showdown. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. Written by Les Crutchfield, it is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, Roy Rowan speaking.
The five-part Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline, The Flight 6 Matter, which originally played out back in late January and early February of 1956. We'll have the exciting conclusion at the same time of day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we had Oscar winner Anne Baxter in an episode of Suspense. In her personal life, she was the granddaughter of a famed American architect. I'll name him and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
The savings are heating up during our Radio Spirits Summer of Savings Sale. Get your biggest online discounts of the year at radiospirits.com and save 20 to 60% off all classic radio products. Go to radiospirits.com now to take advantage of this incredible offer. Don't let the Summer of Savings Sale cool off. Save up to 60% off thousands of radio programs, such as Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, Sherlock Holmes, Harry Nile, Jack Benny, Gunsmoke, Dragnet, Burns and Allen, Nero Wolfe, Six Shooter, and many more. Go to radiospirits.com today during our best sale of the season and save 20 to 60% off all classic radio products online. Hurry before the sun sets on this amazing Summer of Savings Sale. Get to radiospirits.com now and get up to 60% off every classic radio product during our best sale of the season. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer does not apply to DVDs, books, merchandise, or music.
RewindsCom introduces That's Rock and Roll, a 3-CD collection of the all-time greatest rock hits. Experience music from some of the most important rock and roll trailblazers, such as Elvis Presley, Little Richard, Fats Domino, The Four Seasons, Chuck Berry, Connie Francis, The Everly Brothers, and so many more. Buy That's Rock and Roll today for the low price of $19.98. Order now at musicrewind.com or call 855-798-5556 and receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code ROCK33. That's musicrewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. Remember promo code ROCK33 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Hey, folks, this is Dana with The Dana Show. And as many people know, I love, love, love dogs. I love my dog, and I want Wick to be around as long as possible, healthy and happy. And I recently heard from a listener who swears that Rough Greens is the reason that her 17-and-a-half-year-old Border Collie is still going strong. That's, like, a pretty amazing age for a Border Collie. So what would it be worth to you if your dog lived an extra 2 or 3 years? I've seen the difference that Rough Greens makes firsthand. It's not dog food. It's what's missing from dog food, packed with vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and enzymes. Rough Greens brings your pet's food to life, and it helps your pet have a healthier coat, better digestion, more energy, and fewer vet bills. Call 214-RUFF-DOG, R-U-F-F, and make sure they know that Dana sent you, and you'll get a free jumpstart bag plus a free bag of Wick's favorite treats, the Rough Chews, a $30 value. Just pay shipping. This offer is only available by phone, so call 214-RUFF-DOG today. That's 214-RUFF-DOG, and tell them Dana sent you.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, or before the break, I was talking about Oscar-winning actress Ann Baxter. I mentioned she had a very famous grandfather. The answer is famed American architect Frank Lloyd Wright. I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do it for now. But hey, remember to visit the website. It's whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.